I challenge you and your friend to go to our, go to the show website, bluewaffle.net.
Listen, if you keep giving me shit, I'm coming down there and I'm going to punch you in the fucking teeth.
I'll take you, bud.
Well, you go ahead and do that. And I know your ass, Luce, because you're a fuckboy.
Don't fall right out, man. That's some nasty shit. Some girl on here with a pussy.
Nah, I don't put you in that pussy off, but we really could get down to it.
Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
This is basic civil defense information from the Department of Defense, Office of Civil Defense, Washington. If the United States should be attacked with nuclear weapons, it's almost certain that our networks of warning stations would detect incoming bombers or missiles in time for you to reach shelter or at least take cover. You may receive warning of an attack by radio, television, or through the outdoor warning system in your community. It's important that you learn to recognize the attack warning signal and not confuse it with any other. In most places, the standard attack warning signal is a 3 to 5 minute wavering sound or a series of short blasts on whistles, horns, or other devices. Either of these signals means that an actual enemy attack has been detected, and you should take protective action immediately. Find out from your local civil defense office the attack warning system that will be used in your community.
How you do that? I'm Carlito, the boss of pranks. On the air tonight, Madhouse Radio, Madhouse Live, Madhouse Pranks, whatever the fuck you call it, is what we're doing. Hooray, good for us. Big fucking deal. Sorry for the late start. With me here, as normal, as most of the time, is the Milkman.
And her mommy. Oh, can't play.
Ah, Milkman.
How you doing, my brother? You're sounding super as ever.
I'm sounding what? I'm sounding good?
Sounding chipper, like always.
Ah, thank you. Because I'm drinking liquid chipper tonight. Ha.
Aha!
Thank you. All right. I'm excited because I found Bud Ice. You don't always find Bud Ice, you know? And I found Bud Ice and about 30 cans worth of it. So good. Good for me. Yeah.
Wow.
I messed up on the video. Whoops. Now you can see me. I don't know why you want to see me, but you can see me. All right. Ken's going to get drunk and listen to me. Good. Everyone should get drunk tonight if you can. IG Richie, you shouldn't get drunk. But, yeah. Well, yeah, here we are. It is the first show of March. Is it March yet? Is it March 1st today? Yes, March 1st.
March
1st. 1st of March. All right. Mikey went to a holy shit curly to put a piece of cake on top of that pop filter and eat it. What are you trying to say? Why? It looks like a plate? Or am I fat? I'm a fat? Is that why? I am a fat. Does it look more normal? Making fun of me? Plate. Hot plate. It's a hot plate. Look it up if you don't know what it is. We'll be doing prank calls tonight. We got, I think we've got a few requests of pranks already in here. If you haven't sent any and you'd like to, you can do so. Visit madhouselive.com. That's my website. There's an easy-to-use request-a-prank button there. Nice, easy-to-use form. All we ask is that you fill it out as best as possible. Send it in. It comes right here to the desktop. And I push them through. We got a few prank requests here from Dirty Aaron, Red Sloth Man, as well as a few others. Ken reminding us that we should call Chill Fag Boy in Florida. That's right. Yeah, so we got a lot of people here in the chat room already tonight. If there's anybody in your Facebook friend list or Messenger list, your Google Talk list or whatever, and you think they'd enjoy the show, let them know. Come here and hang out with us in the chat room over at MadhouseLive.com. Yeah, do kids that. With guns. Kids with guns. Nothing really to talk about. I don't care. I don't care what's going on in the world. I just care about prank calls tonight. That's what we'll do. What about you, Milkman? Anything going on with you? Did you get a new job yet or whatever? You were trying to move around? What happened to you last week? You weren't around last
actually,
week.
Actually, I'm back at Rascal Scooters again, man. I'm working there again.
Now,
last week after one, you know, when I couldn't show up for the show, you know, I had a breakdown on the scooter and they had me on the back of a tow truck, so that's why I missed the show.
Right.
Sorry about that.
Nina says we're not on cacti. Why are we not on cacti? We should be on cacti. We're not on cacti? Oh man, we're not on cacti. We're on Blue Planet. We started the show, we're not even streaming correctly? Oh god. Milkman, I really fucked up. I've never done that mistake before where I've actually forgotten the fucking shoutcast. I'm really all fucked up tonight. Well, let's try it again. I could have sworn I had a connection to them. I didn't bother checking. I thought I had the connection there for the last 30 minutes. Alright, let me get Milkman, better catch that train. There we go.
Everybody hop on the Madhouse Express. Yeah.
We should be on Cacti now, and I'm getting Blue Planet here taken care of. Well, good. I'm glad you're here, Milkman. You were missed. You know, a few people are, you know, all last week. You missed a great show. And all last week, it was like, where's Milkman? You know, a bunch of people asking me, even after the show, is Milkman okay? So it's good to see you here. Yeah, you got to be here, man. You can't not be here.
I had a real tough time here. Sorry about that, but I tried to get back as quick as I could, man.
It's okay. You got to do what's important to you. All right. We got requested pranks. Let's do them. Red Sloth Man, we've had mixed results with his request of pranks. I'll give him a try here. Big honor to be the first of the show, because, you know, actually usually the ones that get thrown away. A number in Bristol here, 24-hour plumbing. Ask the plumber if he can fix a leak in your wallet. In my wallet.
Okay.
All right. Sounds like a problem. I got numbers for plumbers. We got a whole bunch of plumbers here. Excuse me. Really expensive call-out charges. I think it would be funny to say you have a leak and slowly make out that it's a leak in your wallet. Well, that's your idea, Red Sloth Man, but we'll see what we do here. We're calling Bristol, UK. First prank of the night. Oh, by the way, if you're using AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger, you can send me your prank requests also there or your messages. Keep up with me if you'd like. Madhouse Radio on AOL, Yahoo Instant Messenger. MSN Messenger users, madhouse@live.com. Take care of it there.
Hello, can I help?
Is this the plumber machine?
It is, yeah.
Listen, I've got some problems with the toilet.
Okay.
All right, do you guys come out 24 hours?
What's your postcode, please, sir?
My postcode?
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the hotel. I'm not sure. I'm staying in a hotel here in Bristol.
Okay. What's the problem with the hotel then, sir?
Well, I don't want the hotel to know that I messed up the toilet.
Okay, sir. Goodbye.
Well, don't go, please.
Oh, will, sir. Goodbye.
No, come on. I'm going to pay you money, asshole. Yeah, shithead. What a dick. I'll call him back. That's legitimate.
What a douchebag.
How can I help?
Come on, something bad happened with the toilet, and if the hotel finds out, I'm going to be in big trouble. You got to help me out. Please? Look, he hangs right up.
How can they help?
Asshole. Milkman, you tell him. Tell him. I don't know. Ask him something. Ask him about a toilet. There you go. You ready?
I'm not going to help.
Yes, do you talk to your bum, mate?
He hung right up. He doesn't want to play. We got more of them, though.
Oh, boy. I guess, think he does fancy your bum.
I think he does. Yeah, he doesn't want to know. I had an idea. I had something we could do. I don't know if you were into this, Milkman. I thought about us giving a call to, well, I found Reclude's studio. I found the number for Reclude's old studio.
Oh, wow.
And then I called this morning to see if it was still in service, and it's still the number's still in service. It's still the name of the studio, and then it actually has an option if you want to talk to Reclude. And I was like, hey, he must still be working there, right? Because, I mean, they would surely, if he was gone from there, they would have changed the voicemail, right? You think so?
Okay.
I'm going to try to give him a call. I don't know. He used to work at nights, so unless he's moved on up or something now. I don't know. Do you liked Reclude, right? You never got, you know, you never had
a call. Yeah, I remember, dude, I was like wanted to bring him back. He's always been cool. I don't know if you remember, actually. Was on his show too.
Were you really? Did you help him out on the show?
Yeah, remember the hand release?
You helped out with the hand release show?
Yeah, I was on the hand release show with him.
Yeah, listen to this. Supposedly that's Reclude singing. Remember, and the last time we were talking to him, he said he was starting to sing, doing vocals and all this music stuff. And I suppose that's in a band. That's recording of. It's on the website of the studio. The band that he works with. Let's see if we can get through. Hang on. And then we'll keep calling Bristol.
You have reached the recording studio. Schedule a tour. To book a recording session, or for general information about the studio, press 21 and leave a message for head engineer at Blue Moon. If you would like to leave a message for the...
Now you guys know his real name.
One moment, please.
You have to edit that out. Milkman, mark that.
This mailbox is full of messages.
I thought it was going to send us his voicemail. It said it would, but it didn't. All right, well, I'll have to call during the day. I thought it'd be nice to leave him a voicemail on the show, but no. Oh, well, continuing on with pranks then. Sorry, try to get Reclude back on. It was a shot in the dark. Nothing's guaranteed in this prank call world. That's something I wanted to mention. Milkman, you're going to get the new iPad. iPad 3 comes out. Looks like it's getting announced next week. Would you get a tablet, Milkman? Would you be into that at all? Probably not. Milkman. I think I lost Milkman. I did lose the Milkman. Oh, shit. Hell of a night starting out here. Well, again, be sure to send in those prank requests.
Please enjoy the following music while your party is being...
Someone's asking. I would replay that prank from last week, but it's way too long, man.
Hello.
Hey man, sorry I hit something there. You missed a great prank call last week about bath salts. But I would play
about
it now. Bath salts, about bath salts. You know K2, the smoking shit that Artie does, the legal weed. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, the chemical high for homos. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now they got bath salts, which you snort up your nose like it's cocaine or heroin.
Oh, okay.
Kind of the same thing. Well, they've had it for a few years now, but it's starting to get big now, like the K2 is. And, I made a prank call last week where I told someone I kicked their car because of the bath salts that I was snorting. And it was really funny. The guy said, goddamn. Someone was asking during the week, am I going to play it on this week's show? It came out to like 14 minutes plus that prank. So I'm not going to play in the show because it'll just take up way too much time. I'll play a clip of it.
You beat that one down, dude.
I'll play a clip of it for Milkman here because, Milkman, you didn't hear it.
Yeah.
So here, let me skip forward and play some of it for you here. You see what we're talking
about. And how did you fix it?
I have tools in my trunk station. They want me to be for a long time.
$30. Go get yourself some help.
Do you go to church?
Yeah, I go to church.
Well, you think maybe you could introduce me to the pastor to get me some help?
I wouldn't even talk to him about it.
I need help.
I'm trying to help too much. I ain't got time for you.
Please, I'll give you $30.
Well, you give me the $30 and I'll do that.
And then you buy me the bath salts and you bring them to me.
No, I ain't buying shit to bring to you. You give me the $30, I'll talk to him.
Did you check the car? Are you sure you checked the car?
I checked the car and ain't a goddamn thing wrong with it. And like I told him, you're doing nothing but trying to scam him.
Well,
you're a goddamn scammer.
It's probably because you're so stupid and old and blind.
Oh, how your sorry ass work, punk. You're trying to scam somebody and it ain't going to work.
You're just an
your
old
car
man.
Car ain't fucking been wrecked.
You're an old man who can't see
you
right.
Kick the fucking car.
Oh, God. God.
Kick a fucking foot up your ass.
You're getting between me and my drugs.
Fast forward.
Go to church and get your ass some help.
What happened? I blacked out for a while.
Yeah. You need to go get some help.
That happens sometimes to go through these episodes. I lose control.
Well, you need to... That's what you're trying to act like. You fucking tore somebody's car up and fixed it. You didn't tear up shit. You're just trying to scam him out of $30.
I know. I don't have anything else. I've thought of everything.
Well... It ain't going to work here. It might work from somebody else, buddy, but it ain't going to work here.
Do you have anybody I can call, like anybody in your family?
No, I don't know nobody's going to help you. You're going to help your goddamn sorry self.
God damn you. God damn
God it. God damn you.
God damn you right in the face.
God damn your sorry ass.
God damn you to hell.
God damn you, buddy. You got to help your own sorry fucking self.
God damn you and your coffin.
You're pitiful. You're fucking pitiful. You're a fucking junkie.
Listen, I was a high school quarterback. All right, Milkman. That's goddamn you. Remember that prank.
Damn.
It's about 15 minutes of goddamn you with some White Devil mix in there. And,
oh, my gosh. That guy was just raw, man.
Yeah, a lot of people said he sounds like
on
you.
The vocabulary, I could see, though, man.
Well, the joke was since you were gone last week, he was your replacement, and I thought that was kind of funny. A lot of people said that. He's good. You ever say God? You never say goddamn. You don't curse a lot, Milkman. I've noticed. You don't. You got to be really angry to curse. Like the other day when you were mad at your boss.
Oh fucking no! I never fucking ever fucking curse, bro.
Yeah.
You know that?
Yeah, Cokie said he called you and you were mad at your boss. You're like goddamn motherfucking.
Yeah, Cokie caught me on a good night.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. Milkman, you missed that. Maybe we'll catch up with him again. I don't know. That was a ding prank call. One of the notes, which you can follow over at phonelosers.org, you dig my car section over there. There's a whole compilation of the whole story of how Brad has started a push for a few months now for people to leave a note with a callback number to a voicemail he's got. Just basically leave a note on people's cars that says, sorry, I dinged your car. My name is Roy. Give me a call back. It has a number on there. Be sure to check that out, phonelosers.org. Of course, we're on Cacti Radio, which is a sister site of Phone Losers. Okay. CactiRadio.com, phonelosers.org, and we're also on blueplanethosting.com.us. Blue, what is it now? God, Blue Planet Pranks? Blue Planet Prank Calls? I don't know. I'll let Ted handle giving that out because I still can't fucking figure it out. Blue Planet Prank Call Hosting. What is it? Someone, tell me. Next plumber coming right up, and then, we'll see what happens. Goddamn a bath salt, Milkman. All week, me and Athena kept saying goddamn. All week, we said goddamn this week. Goddamn you.
Hello, you've been called by the toilet services. Unfortunately, I...
Toilet services. We'll call the next one here. Again, we are calling plumbing services, 24-hour plumbing services in Bristol, England. If you have your request a prank, send them in. Now's a good time. Start sending them on in. MadhouseLive.com, request a prank right there. Do it. Be sure to follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Madhouse on Twitter. At Madhouse, however you call it. Also on Facebook, Madhouse Live, and also Madhouse Live Pranks on Facebook. A lot of people hit up the Facebook for the first time this week. That was pretty cool.
Hello, you've reached Reclamation Services. Unfortunately, I'm not able to answer you right now. If you could leave your name.
Another one is not going down. I'll get back to those shortly there, Red Sloth, man. I'll put a star next to that there so I don't forget them. Milkman, are you still with me? You got quiet there, buddy. Are you still there?
Yeah, brother.
Good, good. Good. I'm not used to you being so quiet. Not used to there not being road noise and stuff, you know? That's good.
Okay.
All right. So for a train.
I'll start making some noise, man. That way you can mute me.
It's all right. We got
Shut
Dick.
Up! Damn it!
We got here, what is this? Dave the Rave. I think we tried to call him last week. The note here says, we should get more lucky with him this week, pranking him, ask him about bus sex. Oh, yeah, the guy, he has his fetish for bus sex. Now, I think what I interpreted it last week as having sex with an actual bus, but I think it's having sex on the bus, like with a girl or a guy. That's okay, either or.
Oh, my.
But I would never have sex on a bus, you know. That's kind of nasty. The buses are dirty, man. Like, I'm not just saying. It's gross, you know. People touch everything there. Yeah. And answer a question, I'm drinking Bud
Ice.
Would
you go punch the clown in the bus, though?
No, hell no. Gross. What's wrong with you? In public? And get AIDS? That's how you get AIDS, man. You get AIDS in the air. It's in the public, you know. AIDS is out there. Yeah. If you get a masturbate with a condom if you're going to do it in public, man. You get AIDS. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's your dick. So you don't know.
Hey, I'll be right back, okay? I got something to do here.
You gotta jerk off. Gotcha. I planted a seed in Milkman's head. Oh, I gotta whoop off now. I gotta whoop off. Yeah, no answer there. Moving right along, as Milkman would say. See, Ted Webb is here in the chat room. That's good. A lot of you in the chat room. Yeah, the good thing about this Bud Ice, I'm happy that I found it. It's 5.5% alcohol by volume. Which is better. You get more alcohol out of it than you would just with regular Budweiser or Bud Light. More of a punch, more of a real beer. More of a man's beer, you know what I mean? You gotta be a man to drink Bud Ice. I don't think you don't sacrifice any taste. I still think it tastes just the same as Bud Light. Now, they used to make a bit, I mean, it came out in the 90s, maybe 92, around the time when Bud Ice came out. I used to drink Bud Ice Light. I haven't found that. I talked to the guy at the beer place. He's like, no, we haven't had Bud Ice Light here in about 5 years, but we got Bud Ice. I said, well, hook me up. Now, the bottles are cool because the bottles of Bud Ice, they're really cool. The bottles are like in the ice shape. They're like little ice cubes on the neck. It's really cool looking. Yeah. I used to take, when I go to parties, I get a 12-pack of Bud Ice. Light or Bud Ice, and you stand out because you're holding this bottle. It looks like it's this nice sculpted bottle. Like, wow. You know, let's set yourself out. Landlady of Pub in UK, in Bristol. The name is St. Bonds. I have no idea what that means. We'll try to call it. I don't know. I'm not too confident about this one, whoever submitted this, but we'll try it. I'm sure Lonesome Loser will be with us here shortly. DC Loke's in the house. I haven't seen DC Loke in a while.
Hello?
Yes, hi. How you doing?
Who's this?
That's good. Hey, this is Cross. Is this the landlady of the pub?
Which pub?
Landlady.
Which pub?
St. Bonds.
Who wants to know?
What?
I said, who wants to know?
Well, I want to have a question about the alcohol content.
What's the question?
Is it 5.5 or higher?
For what?
For the beer.
Which beer?
Yeah, you got Budweiser Ice there?
No.
Would you allow me to bring in my own alcohol?
No.
What's the highest alcohol content you have there for stuff?
Why does it matter? Why are you bringing me this time, mate?
Well, because I want to, you know, I like really high alcohol content in my...
The thing is, though, it's 4 in the morning, so...
Do me a favor, just answer me this question, I'll leave you alone for the rest of the night. If not, then you're going to regret it.
Alright.
What's the highest, like, alcohol, like, the strongest beer you got there?
Probably Guinness.
And what's, like, the alcohol volume in that?
5.
That's it? Just 5?
5.4, I do.
I drink 5.5.
All right, great.
So can I add some octane to it? Would it be a big deal?
I don't know, mate.
Well, I'm going to bring in like a keg of the special beer that I got.
Great.
Well, I don't want any trouble when I get there.
Okay.
And I want you to take your pants off in front of me when I'm drinking the beer and tell me about how you're like a little girl. And tell me how you like to, you know, wear a towel like a little girl. He's gone. Asshole. That was stupid. That was fucking stupid. Hello? Hello? Please? Please, hello? Hi? No? Okay. He just picked up the phone and left it off the hook. I got a number here that says it's in Bristol, United Arab Emirates. Right. Excuse me. Let's see which one it is. Richard, guy used to bully me and stalk me, and he needs a taste of his own medicine. Ask him about driving or anything. Okay. And the number doesn't work. Number does not work there, Donkey Dick Man. Can you resend that with the proper country code? I would much appreciate it. We've got an ice cream company in Miami, Florida, Azucar Ice Cream, meaning sugar ice cream. We got their website, azucaricecream.com in Miami, Florida. I'm guessing it's a Cuban or Hispanic-related ice cream. I'll tell you, the best ice cream shop that I've ever been to is in Puerto Rico. It's Chinese people that live in Puerto Rico. And they've got this ice cream. It is the fucking best. I've never been to an ice cream place anywhere in the States that is any better in this place in my hometown. Or at least the hometown my family's from in Puerto Rico. That place is awesome. Everyone knows it as the for lack of a better term, the chink ice cream place in Spanish is what they call it. We're going to the chink ice cream place today. You want to come? That's basically what you would hear from time to time. There's also a very famous ice cream place in a city in Puerto Rico that has like thousands, no lie, well, up to like 1,000 plus varieties of flavors of ice cream. Potato ice cream, onion ice cream, garlic ice cream. Very famous. It's in the town of Lares, L-A-R-E-S, in Puerto Rico. If you ever find yourself in Puerto Rico, if you go on a cruise or something out of Puerto Rico, I would recommend going a day early and traveling to this town and checking out their ice cream because it is fucking awesome. It's world famous. I've had their avocado ice cream. It is very good. The potato ice cream, believe it or not, is very good also. I've had that there. They've got every single fruit you can think of. They have the ice cream. But no lie, the avocado ice cream is so fucking awesome. And the potato ice cream actually does taste good.
Sugar ice cream.
Yes, is this sugar ice cream?
Say it again?
Azucar ice cream?
Yes, sir.
Hi. Are these Puerto Ricans or what?
Are we Puerto Ricans?
Yeah, who made this ice cream? Puerto Ricans or Cubans?
Nah, it's Cuban. Cuban trademark.
Oh, that's a problem.
That's a problem?
Yeah. What kind of flavors do you have that are tropical, like oriental?
Like what kind of programs?
What kind of tropical, like, you know...
Like flavors?
Like Spanish people.
Tropical flavors, probably mango, probably...
Whoa, I didn't eat all that.
What was that?
Go ahead.
So, you're asking for tropical flavors, correct?
Well, do you have papaya?
papaya? No, we do not.
Yeah. Why not?
I don't know. Nobody's ever recommended it, and we haven't made it yet. I could write it on the wall.
I was reading the story about Azucar ice cream.
Uh-huh.
It said that it was Don Lopez, right, that came up with it? Right?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Don Lopez got on an inner tube with four other Cubans that, I'm reading this off the list, four other Cubans in 1996 fled the island of Cuba in a boat with a failing motor and four inner tubes attached to it as a backup. They left on the morning of January 12, 1996, and the motor failed halfway through the Florida Straits. Don Lopez fell off the boat, and he was carrying the master recipes for Azucar ice cream. The three other people on the boat were attacked by a shark, and then when the shark came to Don Lopez, he offered $5,000 as the shark would let him go. The shark let Don Lopez go. Don Lopez made it to the island of Key West, and per the wet foot, dry foot policy, Don Lopez was able to stay in the United States. In Key West, he later relocated to Port of Everglades and later into Miami, where he established a Azucar ice cream company.
Don Lopez?
Yes.
What website are you on?
AzucarIceCream.com. Don Lopez was later indicted for money laundering and check fraud, charges of which he was cleared for by a grand jury, Florida grand jury, in 2002.
Yeah, I'm just an employee here, really. I haven't even seen the website.
Well, is Don Lopez there?
No, I believe not.
Well, how do you plead to these charges?
How do I plead to them?
Yeah.
I mean, if you can leave me a name and a number, I could have the owner call you back. Well, I'm just an employee.
Are you guilty or not guilty?
Of what?
Of the money laundering and all that, and the ice cream.
I mean, I wasn't accused of anything. I'm telling you, I could have my employer call you back, because I don't know what else to tell you about that.
I represent Crackers the Shark.
Yeah.
I represent Crackers the Shark, and he's collecting $5,000 on behalf of Don Lopez, a promise that he made to him in the Florida Straits.
Yeah.
Can you write down a note for me, please?
Yes, I can. Hold on 1 second. All right, I'm ready.
All right, what was your name?
My name's Alex.
Alex, okay. Alex, you ready? Line one.
Yeah.
Cross called in regarding the lawsuit on behalf of Crackers the Shark.
Say that again?
Cross called in.
Frost?
Cross, like Jesus, the cross.
Uh-huh.
Cross called in regarding the lawsuit from Crackers the Shark.
Okay.
Don Lopez, the owner of the company, owes $5,000 to Crackers the Shark.
Is this a joke?
No, write this down, please. This is serious.
Alright, I got that.
Alex refuses to take responsibility for the situation.
Okay.
Per Florida statutes 4206912.
Alright. Anything else?
Can you read that back to me, please?
Yeah. Cross called in regarding lawsuit, and I stopped writing.
Why did you stop writing?
Because I think this is a joke, and you're basically wasting my time with the time that I'm supposed to be closing.
Now write down Crackers the Shark.
Alright, Crackers the Shark. Have a good day.
Write it down. Oh, man. Crackers the Shark. I should have done Beans the Shark instead. Maybe that'd be more believable. Crackers the Shark. There's a shark in the Caribbean, and his name is Crackers. And you can make a deal with him. Crackers the Shark. Blade Jaws. Mikey129 says, Crackers the Shark played Jaws in the Jaws series, but no, he played Jaws in that crappy 3D Jaws movie. Oh, boy. Gregulate says, this call sounds very similar to another one. You know, they all sound similar. I get that a lot. I've had that complaint before.
All you do is call donut shops.
Yeah. For a while, that's all we did. The last 3 years, all we do is wake up people in the UK the last hour of the show. That's another thing we always do. You don't like it? You don't like it? Huh? Blow it out your ass. Crackers the Shark in the chat room now. Hey, Crackers the Shark. Crackers, I'm trying, man. I'm trying to get your money back. I think that's bullshit. Fucking Don Lopez. I made a deal with you. I just had an idea of the old classic Saturday Night Live bit where the shark is going around. Was it the land shark that's going around knocking on doors? What the fuck was that? Wasn't there some shark? Wasn't a Chevy Chase in a shark outfit knocking on doors to talk to people and they would eat them? Oh, God. I know, Gregulet, I'm kidding. I'm just messing around, man. I'm drinking. No offense taken. I know you were just kidding, man. I'm being stupid. Don Lopez in the house. Don Lopez and Crackers the Shark. Maybe we'll work this out now. Candygram. There you go. That's right, Big Tongue. Candygram. Is this the shark? No, ma'am. Candygram. All right, let's continue. Thank you. Who sent that in? Donkey Dick Man, that was pretty good. We had fun with that. The ice cream call. Appreciate it, buddy. Let's see what else we got here. Dirty Aaron sent in a few requests of pranks. We got a Tesco here. Excuse me. We got an African-American female in West Virginia. That's all I got. Sounds good. Telemarketer call I received tonight for new TV service. iPhone for sale on Craigslist. A black AT&T jailbroken iPhone 4S. Used but in great condition.
Hi.
Hey, Milkman. So, Milkman, are you going to get the iPad 3? I think I'm going to get the iPad 3, Milkman. Are you with me or are you just talking
to someone? I was going to food on the train.
Oh, fuck your train, Milkman.
Oh, okay. Oh, my. Oh.
Richie, IG, who got in trouble today in school. Apparently someone prank called his Skype while
there
he was in
go.
School. Milkman, shut up.
I gave up all refined carbohydrates, so I'd have to cut the train down. That'd be about it.
Milkman, shut up.
Oh, yeah. Plus, I eliminated corn, no sugar, no caffeine.
Shut up, Milkman. I hung up on Milkman. He's talking about corn. Yeah, man, I eliminated corn. Milkman still smokes cigarettes, so it doesn't matter, asshole. All right, we'll call Classy Chill Fag. A guy who will go to jail and kill you when he gets out. Love that song. Imagine my senior year of high school. Hello. God damn it. God damn it, you fuck. Classy Chill Fag. Hey. Hey. Classy Chill Fag. Classy Chill Fag. What you know? What do you say there? I know you're there. Hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey. Hey. Woo. Nothing. He doesn't answer. He picks up the phone and just sits there. Let me try one more time. Big Chelsea's here. Hey, Big Chelsea. Chelsea B. Chelsea Big. Hello? Stupid. Still bad. He doesn't want to talk, Richie, IG, whatever. Sorry. Can't help you. I can't prank, you know, if the guy doesn't answer, I can't prank him, you know? I can't help you. Moving right along. More prank calls over here. Enigma is flashing over here. Let's see what Enigma has to say. The full call, prankarchive.com. There's a prankarchive.com? There's a website called Prank? That's news to me. I didn't know that. Someone's editing my pranks without my permission. God damn it. God damn. Sorry if you do that. I don't care. That's pretty cool. If you go to the site that Enigma sent me, there's a banner, a Madhouse Live banner. It's got a flashing live. That's awesome. I like that. It just flashes, red and white. Flash, flash, flash. I like that. That's pretty cool. What is this? Prankarchive.com. That's pretty cool. East Coast Bob. Got some phone losers pranks up here. I guess it's just a feed of a conglomeration of different prank calls. That's kind of cool. There's a KDK prank up there. Mr. Burgess. Those are old. Mr. Burgess. I heard that those Mr. Burgess calls were all fake, I thought. That's what I heard. That's an Enigma site. Cool. Good deal, Enigma. Everyone go to prankarchive.com. Add that to your bookmarks and your delicious and your dig.coms and all that stuff. Your social media websites. Nunu says, phone the bath salt guy with different voices and order Indian food. Have different people or different voices call every 15 to 20 minutes. Nunu commands me to do that. And give a shout out to UK Jill. UK Jill, if you are around, shout out to UK Jill. I understand UK Jill is sad, very sad this week. UK Jill. What can I say? I'm not allowed to say, I don't know what's going on with UK Jill. I just heard through the grapevine. That UK Jill was sad. UK Jill, don't be sad. It's gonna be alright, UK Jill. You'll be alright. UK Jill, hopefully this makes you feel better here. I'll play UK Jill's favorite song in honor of UK Jill and the 1st of March. Right back with the next prank call of the night. Who are we calling? I don't know. Stay tuned and you'll find out. POD. I listened to way too much Bone when I was a kid. I think it fucked me up in the head. I really wanted a Ouija board and all that shit. What the fuck with a Ouija board anyway? What the hell? I think I got one at one point. I think me and Andy were trying to use a Ouija board once. No, here's what happened. They had these little Ouija board. They were like miniature Ouija boards that were on a keychain. Something weird like that. I said, Andy, yo, let's use this Ouija board. He was like, all right. And we just sat there with our fingers on the planchette. That's what it's called, the thing you push around. Nothing happened. Well, it's pretty gay. Then I lost it. Ouija board. Mr. Ouija. More Bone. We're calling a number here. Who is this? Figgis? Place an order and fuck around. All right.
Thank you for calling Figgis Gifts in Good Taste, the company that has delivered great gifts since 1944. At Figgis, your satisfaction is our number one priority. Please hold for just a moment. We'll take your call as soon as the next representative is available.
You can take call in, man, if you want. Be on. That's fine. You can call in. It's no stapling, that's all.
Thank you for calling Figgis Gifts in Good Taste. Our offices are open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Central Time. So please call us again during
closed. Yeah, UK Ted, if you want to call in, call in. Do call in, sir. We're gonna have a celebration. Gonna get high. My crime after crime. All right, Tyrone, this guy has huge anger problems. He's a friend of the Chicago dealer that we called a few weeks ago. Call him up and talk shit about his mom. All right, we can do that. Excuse me. This one's for Triple G, who sent this in. GGG. Good, 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 good. UK Ted, what's up, blood?
Hey, dude, how's it going?
What's going on, man? First of the month, man. You get your check? Hell yeah, I did. First of the month, UK Ted. You excited?
What does that mean?
It means you get your check, motherfucker.
My check? What check? You sending me a check?
In the United States, the African-American, a.k.a. the blacks, that are on welfare, you know what welfare is, where you get money from the government? Because
yeah,
you're poor? That's it. The check comes out on the first of the month, every month. So on the first of the month, they're all excited because they're like, oh, I'm going to go get my check, I'm going to go cash it, and they got money for weed and beer and, you know, whatever they're going to spend it on, right? So then...
Books.
So, and I think in 95, they made this song called First of the Month. It was in honor of that day. They were celebrating the welfare check. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're going to write a song about something,
might as well be about the welfare checks, right? Yeah. Mikey 129 says, fried chicken, liquor, weed, shoes, hats, prepaid phone cards. That's about right. T-shirts, the white T-shirts. Get those.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
La 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 la. First of the month, la la la. Anyway, all right. So yeah, UK Ted, what do you have any brands you like to wear? Any you like Adidas, Reebok, anything like that? What do you wear?
No, I don't really care about brands. Running shoes though. I don't like Nike running shoes. They seem to fall apart faster than Adidas ones.
Yeah, I'm an Adidas guy when it comes to shoes. I was a Reebok guy in the 90s, but Reebok fell off. I was all for Reebok. Never liked Nike, never bought a pair of Nike shoes in my life. I was given a gifted pair of stolen Nike shoes. The only pair of Nike shoes that I ever liked were the Charles Barkley Nike fucking black tops. They came out in 94, and someone stole a pair of them in school, in gym class, and gave them to me just for the hell of it. I wore the hell out of them. They're good shoes. I never paid for them either. They re-released them 20 years later, special edition. I should have bought them. But yeah, I always found Nike shoes, like you said, they seem to be cheaply made and very thin. They were really like, I don't know.
I'll tell you what, I bought a pair of Mizuno a couple of weeks ago. I did, I ran 10K today, actually, and normally my knees hurt if I run quite a lot, but today they were fine.
There you go.
I'm happy with those.
Nice testimony. You should go on Amazon.com and do a testimony. I wanted to mention, I've been wearing, I had a shoe emergency. I was on vacation, and I was in sandals. We took a ferry to some town across the way in New Jersey about 2 years ago, and my sandals broke. I was like, ah, shit, I'm barefoot now. What the hell am I going to do? And we got to the destination, and I'm walking around. My sandals broke, and so I'm hopping on one foot, and I see a shoe store out of the side of my eye, and I run in there, and they got these sandals that are shoes. They're not shoes. They're sandals. They're called Sanuk, S-A-N-U-K, right? Best pair of shoe I ever wore. It's like a sandal. But it's like a canvas. They've got a whole bunch of different kinds. But they look like shoes, but they're actual sandal bottoms and stuff like that. But they fit like a pair of shoes, and they're awesome. I've had a pair for 2 years. Wear them every day. Nice and comfortable to slip right on, easy to put on. Love those fucking shoes, man. And then recently they have a version of the Sanuk called the Boardroom, which looks just like a dress shoe almost. The top is a dress shoe. You can get them in black, brown, tan, white. But the bottom is the sandals. Essentially a sandal, but on the sandal platform, they make it look like a nice leather shoe. So I'm walking around work all the time now in sandals, and nobody knows. I'm you know, I got compliments like, "Whoa, those are nice shoes you're wearing." Like, "Hey, thanks." Little do they know, I got got a pair of sandals on. I'll love it, man. Sanuks. I've never talked about it on the show. I highly recommend if you're looking for a shoe, try these Sanuks, man. They're really very eco-friendly also in all their products. You know, Sanuk. Check it out.
How'd you spell it?
S-A-N-U-K. Sanuk. And Mikey129 in the chat room is putting a link to the boardroom. Is that really the boardroom? Is that it? They have tons and tons. The shoes I got the boardroom recently. I got the Kingston also. He put a link to the boardroom. I got the brown one, I think, is the one I got. I don't know. I got the Kingston version also, the first one. You can't buy the Kingston 1 anymore. They got a Kingston 2 now. The Kingston is awesome because it comes with a little pouch on the side you can hide your weed in. No kidding. I'm not kidding you. It's got a built-in, it's like a Jamaican-looking flag on it, and it's got like a little pouch to hide pot. So awesome. Very versatile. I've had the first pair. But I got it like the summer of 2010. Yeah, so it's going to be two years just about, and they're running just fine. Great pair of shoes.
Have you ever seen Vibram's five-fingered shoes?
I've seen them in the stores. I've heard of them. There's the controversy is, you know, are they really better for you to run in? Because they say that the Nigerians and stuff that do really awesome in the running because they run barefoot when they train. Isn't that the whole thing? They say your body is designed to run in barefoot like that. Isn't that the whole case? I mean, do you run a lot? Is that why you're, I mean, do you know about this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you wear shoes like that? Do you wear the one with the toes and all that? They look funny, but I hear good
things.
That's
it. I mean, if I was absolutely certain that they were completely beneficial, I still wouldn't wear them because they look fucking retarded.
They do. They do. Yeah, my wife, she's got a pair. She's got these socks that she absolutely loves. She's been buying them lately. They have toes, five toes on them. They're called toe socks. She loves them. She says the most comfortable socks she can wear. They look really funny. I wouldn't wear toe socks, but she's for any ladies out there listening. Get the toe socks. Sounds good. You can get them too if you want. If you're into that. Let's do some prank calls. What do you say? Let's stop talking about footwear.
I'm not sure if we've got time for prank calls. With so many shoes we haven't talked about
yet.
We
have to talk a lot. Yeah, you're right. We got Pumas. Pumas? Whatever happened to Pumas?
They're still around.
Yeah, I know they are. They're big in Europe. Not over here. They were bigger here in the 70s and 80s, but...
Massive anyway. In China, actually.
Massive. Probably.
Yeah, Puma is really popular in China. Like, Puma bags are, like, massive, really popular fashion accessory over there.
You know, with this music playing, it reminds me, I had a friend who really pissed me off when I was in high school. He got in his tooth, in one of his teeth, he went to the dentist and paid to get a Nike swoosh, the Nike swoosh symbol, in gold, put on his tooth, on one of his teeth. I was like, why would you do that? He's like, oh, yo, it was cool. I'm like, wait a minute.
What kind of dentist would do that, though?
I don't know. I haven't seen anything like that since, but he went to a dentist, and they chiseled his tooth, and it was a Nike swoosh.
Have been a real dentist.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, they've got cosmetic dentists and stuff, but I was like, dude, why would you, like, why? Like, you're putting a company symbol. Are you getting paid for this? Like, are you fucking a basketball player that's getting paid for this shit? Like, I could see if Nike was paying me to get a tattoo of a Nike swoosh on my leg or my arm, then yeah, I'd do it. But I'm not going to – why am I going to put a brand fucking symbol on my tooth? Why? And I told him, watch Nike get really unpopular and you're going to be stuck with that for the rest of – he ended up, like, taking it out. It was hitting a nerve. And he had to go back to the doctor, to the dentist, and they had to fill it in and all this stuff. He went through all that trouble and money and pain for nothing. I was like, you're a fucking dumbass, man. For a Nike swoosh in one of his buck teeth. That is big buck teeth. Yeah, a fucking Nike swoosh. And I was like, you're a dumbass, kid. Really pissed me off. That was during the summer once. I was like, you don't have anything else to waste your money on? We had both gotten a job together. He's like, that's the first thing he did. Got his first check. He woke up on the first of the month, first check.
The ridiculous thing is, it's not even official Nike merchandise.
It's not. And that's the whole thing. Then I was wondering, like, how are you getting away with it? Like, wouldn't you think, like, they'd be like, wait a minute, you can't, you know what I mean? Like, it's a copyright thing, right? But like, would Nike really matter? Like, well, it's free advertisement, but... I've seen weirder shit happen. All right, look, before we piss everybody off, the guy that used to stalk, what's-his-face, who was it that sent this in? Donkey Dick Man. The first time around it didn't work. We'll try the second time around here. Keep sending in your request of pranks. Lonesome Loser isn't here yet, but he'll be here soon. And we'll move on with that. But your request of pranks are always open. Even if you send them during the week, I got two or three that came in during the week. I'm going to get to those next. You can send them all week if you want. I mark them. They don't go anywhere. Trust me. Dark Stranger is a girl. Oh, my God, Jules! It's awesome. We do sound like a bunch of girls. We're going to go purse shopping next, me and Ted. UK Ted. Hope you're ready, UK Ted.
Can't take a call right now, but leave a message at the time. I'll get back to you as I can.
Some stupid chicken guy. What's been going on with you, Ted? You doing any school stuff, anything going on? I don't know. Did you graduate yet? You had a thesis about feces?
Yeah.
You done? Is it over?
I got to do it again.
All right, let me get Milkman back on here, see if he's done. He was over there talking a fool. Be nice to Milkman, all right? He complained and said you were rude to him the other day.
Please enjoy the following music while your party is being reached.
Best sending in a number for a Temple Indian restaurant in Saipan. A confused sounding gentleman answered there. And a gynecologist in Melbourne, Australia. Hey, man, are you done yet? You were talking, so I hung up on you.
Oh, I've been done.
Oh, okay. No, you were talking a lot, so I had to hang up on you. Hi, Milkman. UK Ted's here. Say hi to him.
What's up, man?
Hey, Milkman. We all heard about your new diet.
My what?
Your new diet.
My new diet?
You were talking about your diet. You don't have any refined corn. What's up with that? No corn, no sugar?
No, I switched to biodiesel in the Rascal scooter, man. That was a big improvement.
Milkman, we're trying to be serious. We're trying to save lives here. You stopped eating corn and rice and shit? What happened?
Corn's good, man.
Okay.
Rice is good. They're all good things here. What are you talking about?
All right. You can never get a serious straight answer out of Milkman sometimes. Whatever. Bye. Thanks. All right. Moving right along. We got another prank call to do here. Let's not waste time on Milkman. We got Screwball Man the Shark sent in a number for a taxi company funny. It says, taxi company funny. Yellow snow. Okay. I don't know if this is serious or not, but we'll do it. I've been on a diet this week, but I think as soon as Athena falls asleep, I'm going to make a cheese sandwich. This is the cabs.
Hello.
This is taxi.
Taxis.
Yes, hi. I had an idea about your taxi. When the man comes to pick me up, do I sit in the front or the back seat?
Sorry?
I have to sit in the back seat. I'm not allowed to sit in the front seat, right, for safety?
What?
You stupid. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, when the taxi comes to pick me up. Are you a taxi or no?
Yeah.
When the taxi comes to pick me up, do I sit in the front seat? Can I sit in the front seat? Well? I command you to talk. Hello? Nothing.
One of the dimmer stars of the Dark Knight, huh?
No. No answer.
No taxi, man.
No taxi. One more time. We'll try one more time.
What a dork.
Imagine a milkman treated people like this in his taxi.
Fruit.
Taxi. Yes, I need a pickup. What's the street there? 229 Rockefeller Avenue in Bath. Hello? Hello? Damn it.
It sounds like time for the white devil.
Oh, fuck it. What's wrong with those people? There's some secret society, secret club we got to be in to get a taxi in that place or something? You guys talk just right? What's going on? Pissing me off.
That was weird.
You guys obviously got retardation problems. Where the
fiend's at? Mental retardation. Lonesome Loser's here. All right, Lonesome. Lonesome made it. Milkman, your favorite listener guy. He's a listener.
Yeah, Milkman Pit Man. In the house.
Welcome to Orange Answer Phone. I'm sorry, but the person you've called is not...
Oh, that's a cell phone.
Yeah, I know. That's a cell phone. It came up to 25 cents a minute. Yeah, anyway. Oh, yeah, I wanted to mention starting a new donation drive here because the funds are starting to get a little low and the Skype payment's going to be due pretty soon. Got a new setup if you want to go to... If you can, again, this is we don't push this all year. But when the funds get low, just to keep things running. The last drive, when was that, Ted? UK Ted, you donated back then. What was that, November, you think?
That was ages ago.
Ages ago. Well, handful of people that donated ages ago, like UK Ted says, has helped run the show all this time. And we're coming up, unfortunately, to our next fund drive need. If you would like to help out Madhouse Radio and help pay for the prank calls that we do here on a monthly basis, on a weekly basis. MadhouseLive.com/donate. MadhouseLive.com/donate. Also, keep in mind, whenever you do a request a prank, you get a little donate button there now also if you want to help out. Again, no obligation to you. You're more than welcome to sit here and listen to pranks and not pay anything and be a jerk. That's fine. You can be a leech, a motherfucker, a son of a bitch.
But remember, we dropped a dime, and we asked to give you the time, so
yeah.
A couple dimes extra wouldn't hurt.
There you go. Yeah, everyone's welcome. MadhouseLive.com/donate. Even a dollar helps out, man. That's all I'm asking for, if you can help out. I'll never talk about it again. I just throw it out there maybe every 3 or 4 months. If you get a chance, donate a dollar or two. I think $9 keeps the show running for like a month. As far as prank calls are concerned. I pay for the hosting myself. I'll take care of that. But Skype minutes and credit and Google Voice credit and all that, that helps out. Goes a long way. So thank you in advance. And anybody who donates will get props. I need to make a system. I've talked about this before. But when anybody donates, I'd like to eventually be, you know, at least put you up there, you know, give you props in the forums or in the front page of the website. Be like, hey, this person, he's a Madhouse VIP, maybe give him ops a few weeks, you know, or give him a higher status in the forums. And while I'm at it, be sure to visit the forums. The forums are kind of dying out again. I'll close them up. You force my hand, I'll close. UK Ted, you were always involved in the forums and you stopped going. What happened?
I posted in the forums today.
You did? You did? I didn't see today's post. Oh, that's weird. Yeah. Okay, well, never mind.
Well, at the moment, it's just me and RVCP swapping 50s words.
Okay. Yeah, swell, great, cool. I saw that. Everyone, post in the forums when you get a chance. Let's try to get that going. Let's try to get a community going when the show isn't on. Would be nice. All right, hope you guys don't mind the music. If it bothers you, let me know. I'll take it off. Got to get that paper. Yeah. This is the number for the stalker. Well, we already tried calling it, didn't we, Donkey Dick Man? I'll try it one more time.
Can't take a call right now, but leave a message at the time. I'll get back as soon as I can.
Now it's the second time we're trying to call. Hey, buddy, how you doing there? Whoops. Hung up on the wrong guy. Hung up on Milkman instead. Whoops. The second time we tried to call him, my bad, that didn't work.
Please enjoy the following music while your party is being reached.
Hey.
Oh, right.
Milkman.
Hello.
Hey, sorry, I hung up on you in accident.
Okay, right. I'm busy, so I'll be holding on.
Okay, hold on, baby. All right. All right, so we got some more requested pranks here. Dirty Aaron sent in the African-American telemarketer. Let's try to give that a call here. Then we got Lonesome Loser numbers yet here. Let's see. Lonesome has sent in numbers also. Let's take a look at those. Let's see what Lonesome is sending in here first. Lonesome sending in numbers for Suzanne Arsenal and the Eastside Motel and Cabins. Sounds good. Okay. UK Ted, you want to call a person in the United States? I don't know if you want to do a prank or you're busy. Let me know.
I am at work, but I can give it a try. I'm just, like I said, I'm just afraid that as soon as I start talking to someone, some fucking Spaniard comes to the desk.
Spaniard. Wow. Wanker's Corner Saloon and Cafe. Wow, there you go. UK Ted, you should call there and ask. You know, that's funny. Like Wanker's Corner Saloon and Cafe in the United States.
All I think right. You should get Richie to do it.
Should who? Who should do it? Richie? Richie. Richie wants to call in. All right. Is that what you said? I guess. Hey, anybody wants to call in? I think Ken was trying to call in and I missed it. Call in. Mikey wants to have any. You know, I don't have any KMFDM. Man, I haven't heard about KMFDM since I was in high school. Do you do anything anymore? I don't know.
What's KMFDN?
It's a white people band from back in the day. I haven't heard them in a while. Oh, my God. Yeah, I knew someone had a KMFDM shirt. But, yeah, there you go.
What does that stand for?
Kill motherfucking something something. I don't know. It's a good question. I never quite knew what it was, so I couldn't tell you. Richie wants to call in. I thought he couldn't call in, but yeah, call in. I can call for like 10 minutes. I have a really funny story about what happened. Yeah, Richie, if you can still call in, go ahead and call in. I'll put you on. I'd like to hear your story about how you got prank called at school today and got in trouble.
It's gonna get grounded.
Hobzoid says kill MF Depeche Mode. Look at that. No kidding. Wow. So they don't like Depeche Mode, so they came out with KMFDM, that's something.
Wow. How can you hate Depeche Mode?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess they do. We got a pledge off. Someone is pledging $100 when they get a new job. All right, Milkman, you heard that? Put it on the big board, Milkman. Woo! $100 pledge. There's a classic episode of The Simpsons where Homer's watching some kind of British sitcom called Do Shut Up. And they break in for the pledge drive on the PBS. And he gets upset, so he calls in and he offers to donate like $12,000. And then they go after him because he wouldn't pay for it.
He ended up as a missionary in the end.
He ended up as a missionary. That's right. I love that episode. That's awesome. That's where he talks. He's like, save me, Jeebus. Jeebus, are you there? Oh, boy. Okay, well, here we go. Lonesome Loser. Here's Richie. Answer Richie. Big Richie's here. We'll get to Batchy on the line here also. All right, Richie, so what happened to you today? What happened?
Hey, Carlito. Okay.
Okay.
Well, what's it called? So, I was at school today, right? And in a Spanish class, I was signed in on Skype on my Android phone. Oh. And then I get a message from Triquil. He's like, he sent me a link to some video or something. I'm like, sorry. I was like, sorry, I'm in class right now. Right? And then, so he's like, okay. And then I just put the phone back in my school bag. 10 minutes later, I get a call from the dean's office in my Spanish class. And I have to go down to the guidance office. And there's every faculty member of the school there, like, staring at me. I walk in. And then there's like...
Sorry, Richie. Ken, shut up.
Yeah, Ken, come on. Man.
So I walk in, right? And the principal's like sitting right... I'm like, the principal's like, have a seat. So I sit down there and every important person in the school is like right there.
Oh,
I was like,
God.
Who's Kevin Mitnick? I'm like, what? Like,
Kevin
who's
Mitnick.
Kevin Mitnick? Like, some internet guy? Like, why? It's like... I was like, kept grilling me about who Kevin Mitnick was and stuff. And they're like, he called here and... asking to take you home. I'm like, what?
Kevin Mitnick.
I'm pretty sure he's in California right now. And then there's like I think this is a TriQuil. You don't like I had TriQuil?
Yeah, I know. You talked about him last week. Yeah.
I was like, I'm pretty sure it's him. And then, right? And then, so he calls, so it's like, he gave this number to call back. So they call back the number. And it's a prank person, somebody that they prank call, like, Classy Stephanie. I'm like, Jesus Christ. I couldn't stop laughing. And this lady yells at me, like, it's not funny. Like, why? It's like, you don't know. It's like, and I was like, okay. And then they're like, this could be an attempted kidnapping. And they were going to call the police.
No.
And then I was like, okay, it's just my friend, I think. I'm pretty sure it's just my friend. I was like, so then I was in the guidance office with like the guidance counselor. It was like an old hipster lady. Not an old hipster lady. Old, she's nice, but anyway, I was there and like grilling me about whatever. And like, yo, seriously, like it's my friend. And so they made my mom come to school. They made me stay half an hour later from school. Half an hour late at school. They made me stay there.
Okay.
And then my mom had to come get me. Because they were afraid for my life that I was going to get kidnapped. Like, this could be an attempted kidnapping. They're about to call the police. It was like, what the hell?
What an overreaction. And then
TriQuil said all he said. He just asked for to leave a message saying that he probably wouldn't be able to make it there. And if he did, he'd be half an hour late.
That's so they waited the half hour. What the fuck? Seriously, so are you pissed off? Like, are your parents pissed off about it? Do they know?
No, my mom had to come home from work. But not really. It's like, it's just a joke, and they understand, like, the school has to be overprotective and crap.
Are your parents, like, no more PLA for you or something like that? I mean, what's going on?
Nah, it's just like, just make sure it doesn't happen again. It's like, if it does, then I'll get in trouble. But
did it ground from the internet?
I don't think that's possible. But so. At school, it was ridiculous. Like, I was freaking scared. It's like, Kevin Mitnick is coming. What?
Kevin Mitnick. I don't even know who Kevin Mitnick is. Like,
he's like a hacker guy that got like five years in jail.
I know,
like,
yeah. This is the famous hacker.
He was on the run for like 2 years.
Yeah, I know, yeah. That's why I laughed when you said Kevin Mitnick.
I don't know him personally. It's like,
why is Kevin Mitnick?
He called here. I'm like, no, he didn't.
That is funny. Kevin Mitnick has like a movie after it, like made about him. Like, made for TV movie and all this shit. That's funny. Oh, man. So you're not pissed off? You don't sound sore? You're not upset?
Not really, because he really didn't do anything. It was the stupid people at my school's interpretation of it.
Yeah, but he called your school, man. That's like crossing a line there. You know, that's like, what's this? That's like UK Ted posting my mugshot in the chat room. I got really pissed off at him, UK Ted. Shame on you for that, too, by the way. That's not nice.
Oh, yep. Yeah, no, but not really, because I think his objective was just to get me taken out of class. For a while.
He's trying to help you out then. Okay.
Yeah. That's cool. I missed like two periods, which is pretty cool.
That's cool.
It's not there like you actually need to learn Spanish, is it?
I took 3 years of Spanish and I failed them, so I had to take it over again. But I understand it's super easy.
You know, I took Spanish classes and I didn't need them. I took them. It was a requirement to take foreign language, either French or Spanish. And I took Spanish. I lied and said I didn't know Spanish and I took it. And you know what the sad thing is? I speak Spanish fluently and I still pass with a B because I slack so much in that class. I was like, I'm not doing this shit.
That's what happened last year. Like, I knew like Spanish fine. I knew it was like Spanish 1 last year. I knew it. Mm-hmm. I just didn't feel like doing any of the work. I was like, okay, why would I do this if I don't care?
Yeah.
And the teacher was like some lady that took one of the people that took her job way too seriously.
Ah, shit. Spanish.
It was like
I Mexican need Americans learn. Take Spanish and get a B.
I'm not Mexican.
Yeah, it was sad. My mom asked that. She's like, you're Puerto Rican. You've spoken Spanish before you spoke English, and you got a B in Spanish. I'm like, yep. So what are you doing in class? I was like, well, you know. She didn't know. I'm high just about every morning. It was like first class of the day, so I used to come in high off my ass. I'd listen to Howard Stern on my Walkman. Listen to a lot of Bone. They're in that class and shit. Yeah, that was me. I had fun, man. Fun. I miss high school. You're Richie. I know you probably hear old people say this to you all the time, but man, you're living it right now, man. You got any college plans? Are you a freshman? What are you exactly right now?
Yeah, I'm a freshman.
Oh, you're not worried about it then. You're not even thinking about college yet. I wouldn't think about it.
Nope.
You're just thinking about driver's license right now. Good for you.
You're gonna play with a character. I'm going to take a dude's out of you.
You're going to get Toyota Celica. That means you're going to drive a piece of shit.
I'm gonna kick a guy's Audi because I'm angry.
You're a piece of shit. All right, we'll do more prank calls then before people get mad. Suzanne Arsenault. Arse. That's UK for ass. A very angry bitch in New Haven, Connecticut. Let's give her a call. Christopher Curtis wants to be on. We got a lot of people in the conference. All right, guys. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say this once. Not a lot of noise in the background. Not a lot of interrupting in the calls, please. And if the packets start dropping, we're going to have to drop one of you or two. Just be prepared.
Remember mute, that. Damn it.
That's right. And then I'm just saying, like, after a while, the call starts getting bogged down to too many people on. So you got to remember, Spock in Star Trek II Wrath of Khan, remember what he said, what he taught all of us. So sometimes the need of the many outweighs the need of the few. I don't have to hang up on you. I have to kill you. It's okay. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Ah, my ass is sore. Let's go. Suzanne Arsenault. Let me give her a call. You guys can pick up an next one.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Suzanne Arsenault.
Is not available. At the tone, please.
That's funny how she's...
I put a number in Skype chat. You might want to give a try there, Carlito.
Let's see. Can I try to call the... yeah, that reminds me. I tried to call the number you recommended earlier. It didn't work out. What was it? Cool guy? Cool chill fag? Didn't work out. All right, guy on Craigslist person is looking for a woman into backdoor games. Think you should call and accuse him of being gay. Good deal. All right, let's do it. I like that idea. Cool. Obviously, right? If he's on there and the first thing he's looking for is that, where I come from, that means you're gay. I'm going to tell him you get AIDS that way, too. Oh, shit. Ken, do me a favor. Can you post just a number in the chat right now?
Yep.
Thanks. While he's doing that, I'll remind you all to subscribe to the podcast when you get a chance. If you probably are already, but if you do get a chance, go ahead and do that. MadhouseLive.com prankcast. Here we go. Okay, backdoor games on Craigslist. Let's do it. Got a message on MySpace.
Your
Holy
call
shit.
Has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 323.
No answer there. I'll try it later. Remind me before the show's over. I'll give another try. I always try twice for you guys. MySpace. Someone sent a message on MySpace. For God's sake. What is wrong with that person?
The hell is this MySpace you speak of?
I don't know. God, yeah, you know, right?
It's like me and my Hotmail account.
It's like me and my Google
goddamn
Plus.
Goddamn Hotmail.
It's like me and my Google Plus account. Yeah, goddamn Hotmail.
I was laughing after the fact of the GeoCities website address. God, yeah, that was good.
Yeah, that's true, though. It's September 10th. That's what it is. GeoCities. God, all right.
Too bad Milkman wasn't around last week for Charlie's acceptance speech.
Yeah, that's right, Milkman. I think he's still with a customer, but Milkman missed Charlie. Charlie was in a good mood.
Pretty enthusiastic about his victory.
Charlie, I missed it. Shit.
He did his curse louder than he ever has. Jenga to Motley, why?
Oh, yeah, he said, fuck you, as loud as he could.
Yeah, I was like, holy
shit. Surprised he doesn't miss you.
Yeah, he knows it's us calling. He just wants to laugh and be friendly now. I don't know. He's like a celebrity. Okay. Eastside Motel and Cabins. Here we go. Let's do it. Anybody want to do a prank to an Eastside Motel and Cabins? You can call it now. Nope. Okay. I'll do it.
Oh, what's that? The sloth guy. What was his name?
Red Sloth Man?
Yeah, he just donated $7.
There you go. He did. All right, good.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten the email yet, but very good. All right, well, let's put on a big deal. Thank you, sir.
Gotcha.
Thank you, Red Sox man. I'll do a better job of doing your prank calls then. Thank you, sir.
Much I put in 10 tonight.
There we go. Hey, 10. You did too.
Enigma said he put in 5.
Yay! There you go. I have no idea what our total is, but I'm playing the total music. So thank you, everybody who does that. Dirty Aaron. Was that Dirty Aaron who said Dirty? Was that you, Big Dirty?
Yeah, Big Dirty, $10.
Dirty, $10 from Dirty. What's up? What's up, Ted, UK?
Do you have a target that you want to reach?
No, no, just, you know, whatever. A few bucks in there, it keeps the show running for a few months. That's it. You guys don't even have to donate after tonight. With that, with the amount that's already been donated, if these numbers are correct, we're good for a few months.
Yeah, who knows what the total is? Math's for rich people.
Yeah, I just keep paying until the credit card gets declined, baby. That's all I do. Then I know something's wrong. All right, Eastside Motel and Casino. Cabins, not casino. Oh, dude, I want to go to a casino this weekend. But anyway, that's beside the point. Eastside Motel and Cabins. Eastside Motel and Cabins. Come on. Come on, fucker. Dirty Aaron stepping away. He'll be back. This number is not ringing. I will hang it up and try it again.
Back.
Still got the Wanker's Corner
Eastside
Saloon.
Motel.
Yes, hi. Eastside Motel.
Yes.
That's good. Hey, do your bathrooms come nice and clean?
Yeah.
That's good. I like to talk about the bathroom, the toilets. Is there a limit on the flushing on them? Would there be a little go? Come on, man. I'm not feeling, you know. I'm low on ideas tonight. I don't know. Like, I'm doing okay. Just the ideas are weird on my end.
Carlito, what we need to do is call some of our favorite, like, old numbers and tell them we're on a donation drive and ask them if they want to donate so we can keep calling them.
You just call the UK and ask for donations. And to keep calling them, yeah.
Eastside Motel?
Yeah, I think the line got disconnected. I'm sorry. Was it because of my delivery?
No, it was because, you know, you're asking ridiculous questions.
No, I mean, you have clean bathrooms in there, all the rooms. That's all I asked. That's all I was wondering about.
Yeah, you know, the clean bathrooms is fine, but, we, you know, who has limits on flushing?
Well, I was in a hotel yesterday where they had a limit. I'm on the road right now. I was in a hotel in North Carolina, and it had a limit on how many times they could flush. They came to my room and said to stop flushing the toilet because I was flushing it too much, and it messed up the system.
They came to your room and told you to stop flushing the toilet?
Yeah, I was flushing it too much. They said it was messing up the system. They had a computerized toilet, like the plumbing system. They said I was causing a problem, and the person in the room next to me was complaining I was flushing it too much.
Well, you know, we would expect that, you know, if you're going to use one of our rooms, that you would flush the toilet when it needs to be flushed.
Well, like every 10 minutes is fair enough, I think.
Why would you flush the toilet every 10 minutes?
To make sure it's working, washing my hands, keep it clean, keep snakes.
Washing your hands?
Yes.
Drinking water?
Drinking water, keeping snakes from coming through the toilet hole.
I like that, keeping snakes out.
I kid you not. To this day, I always look at the toilet first because I'm afraid a snake's going to come bite me in the asshole.
Have you been to Australia?
Eastside Motel.
No, seriously, ever since I was a kid, I'm afraid.
Are you going to keep calling here?
Listen,
or,
I'm just trying to explain what's going on.
I
ever since
a joker, I'm a busy person.
God damn it! Listen, when I was a kid, a garden snake came through the toilet bowl.
I don't care. I really don't care.
Well, that's
not my business.
I'm afraid of snakes, and a garden snake could come through the toilet and bite
you.
Well,
then I suggest you find a different place to stay than Mulbridge.
Well,
there's no snake time of the year anywhere in Mulbridge.
No, right. Well, they're hiding in the plumbing system. That's why.
No, there's no snakes around here in the wintertime.
The water is warm. They hide in
long gone.
Is it cold or hot water in the toilet?
Where the hell do you go where there's hot water in the toilet?
Japan.
Well, then go to Japan tonight, please.
No, I can't. Are you going to pay for my ticket? What are you? That's nasty.
There's no snakes in the wintertime. They're cold-blooded animals, buddy.
Yeah, they're snakes, all right. They're hiding where it's nice and warm, in the toilet.
In the Japanese toilets.
Japanese toilets. They're
all fun and games until a snake comes up through the toilet and bites your balls.
Bites you in the asshole while you're taking a shit.
It's not the snakes that are the problem, it's the spiders that hide under the toilet seat.
When I was a kid, I was convinced... Remind you, I lived in Florida, but I was convinced a snake would come through the toilet hole and bite me when I was taking a shit. So I would always poop as fast as I could.
Hey, Carlito, can I call that place back?
Yeah. Yes, you can.
Hour two of our donation drive.
Hour two of our... Yeah. I'm going to do a show one day where it's like a PBS drive. I'll give
God,
it a...
I hate that. They're on a quarterly.
Sir?
Give out a tote bag.
Okay, I got
that house radio bottle. Water bottle.
Water bottle? Yeah. Tote, the DVD set.
Hello, sir?
Yes, hello.
Nothing yet.
Hello?
Hello? Ted.
You hung up. You hear something.
Ted Webb's here. How are you doing, Ted Webb?
Hi, this is Ted from Blue Planet Prank Radio website,
hey,
internetpage.com.
Everyone be sure to donate to Blue Planet Prank Radio Prank Call website.
Ted, I voted for you.
I voted for Ted too.
Oh, yeah, there's a poll. Ted, yeah, Richie.
.ce.
Tell you in a moment. Let Richie do this.
Hello?
He's not talking.
Sir, I was wondering,
He's not talking. Yeah, I don't know if you remember Ted Webb, but last week Zyklon said, when's the poll gonna change? And I said, I can't come up with a poll. And Richie said we should put up a vote. Who's better? Who do you like the most, Ted Webb or UK Ted? So I made it the poll. And who's winning?
God.
Who's winning on that? MadhouseLive.com.
UK Ted
poll.
Is. UK Ted, last time I checked.
I voted for Ted Webb.
You voted for
I think it's about a 3-vote spread. I think UK Ted's in the lead right now.
Oh, it's a tight race, man. Ted Webb, MadhouseLive.com/poll. Our monthly Madhouse poll, which usually ends up being a 2-month long poll.
No, UK Ted is in the lead by a whopping...
I think it's 2 votes, is it?
9%.
Is it? Yeah, out of, because it's like 10 votes total or something.
That was like 40 votes.
No, he's got 4 more votes than I do.
Let's see. Look at that. Yeah, look at that. Yeah, 42% UK Ted. And yeah, what is, I can't see, 33% Ted Webb. Ted, you got 3 more weeks, man. You better pull it up. Well, you got,
yeah,
like,
I gotta bring my A game.
And
I
neither
put my support behind Ted Webb.
You know, neither is nipping at the heels. A lot of people do not like UK Ted or Ted Webb. So think about it. What can you guys do?
God damn it.
What can I do to
improve my public image?
What can you do? Alright, awesome. I like this poll. This is fun. All right, moving right along. We got Wanker's Corner Saloon and Cafe. Anybody want that? Call it now.
I'll do it.
Wanker's. There you go. Wanker's. Oh, if I hit add to conference, it might help. Durr. There we go.
Push the button.
Wanker's Corner, this is Jen. How may I help you?
Hey, I had a couple questions about the place on there.
Okay.
Okay, first one is my buddy Jimmy.
Oh,
he was on there the other night.
Can't hear you at all. There's really bad feedback. Anyway, that you can call. Okay.
We got too many people on the
Carlito,
conference.
There's hella echo coming through on Skype. There's tons of echo.
All right, let's. I'll kill the conference, and we will all regroup. Everyone, call back in. We might have to drop.
No, wait. It just fixed itself.
Did it?
Oh, yeah. It works now.
No, there's echo.
Conference and regroup anyway.
What about now?
Somebody walked away, and now it's echoing.
No, it works now. It works. I hear it.
You know what it was? I was surfing to a website, and I think it was causing some issues with Skype. Let me log into this website real quick, and then we'll continue. Hang on. I got a half.
It's always healthy to refresh the Skype every now and then, anyway.
It does. But it's still too early for that. I don't know why I would be doing that already. But I'm curious to go into PayPal. I'm going to PayPal, see what we're at right now.
Oh, Carlito, would it be offensive to you if I, like, emptied out, like $3 of old gift cards?
Emptied out $3 of old gift cards?
Yeah, onto your site.
Sure.
You got to do the PayPal? Okay.
You got gift cards? You can do gift cards on there now? I don't know.
Yeah, because if they're Visa.
Oh. Yeah.
It's Richie.
Sure.
Richie's the one that's fucking up the Skype.
Why would it offend me? It wouldn't, yeah. Oh, wow. Dude, wow. We got a lot of donations. We got like $60 worth of UK of donations. Thanks, everybody. I don't want to give out.
All it took was that button.
I know. But I don't want to give out full names. I know, Aaron, you did. MSC3 Clay donation. Everyone else that we mentioned before, some other ones, I don't want to give out like people's real first and last names, but you know who you are. We got a $5 donation, $25 donation.
Big baller.
Wow. Yeah,
big baller, man. Shot caller. Tony H. Blades on the
end. If people are feeling generous, I've got rent to pay, you know, just saying.
Shot caller, 20 inch Blades, Tony Impala.
Yeah, I got rent to pay too. I was out of work for 2 weeks this month.
There you go. I've been using Fiverr. You know, this will help out with Fiverr.com also. I've been doing some stuff on Fiverr, some SEO stuff, trying to get some backlinks. Do you guys know what I mean? I paid $5 to get some backlinks made up on the web because I figured that it'll get our Google. Because we're like on the Madhouse Live is like on the 8th page, 9th page. You put in prank calls on Google, we're like the 8th or 9th page. It's fucking ridiculous, man. I was like,
if you search for prank radio, though, both me, you, and KDK all show up on the first page.
Yeah, well, prank calls is where it's at. Prank calls is our target, you know?
Stupid schlubs looking for prank calls are going to say, oh, I want to listen to a prank radio station.
Yeah, well, I think Onish Pranks. Who's Onish Pranks? Where'd that come from?
It's a guy who does like a Vietnamese voice. He's mostly... has this stuff on YouTube.
How is a guy in a Vietnamese voice above Carlito?
I don't know. KDK
is pretty funny.
KDK comes up second.
KDK is second.
Like,
yeah.
He's really popular on YouTube. Like, you have to get popular on YouTube and Twitter in order to get popular anymore.
Yeah, well, how am I going to get popular on YouTube? I do the YouTube thing.
Those awesome videos.
Yeah, my videos aren't any good. I don't know. I got to get better with the videos and stuff. I don't know. I'm not good with video stuff. I don't know how to transcode video and stuff.
Pretty good with video stuff.
I don't know how to make, like, slideshows. Like, I want to make slideshows. I just don't know. I'm retarded when it comes to stuff like video. I can't, and I don't know how to upload it over YouTube. I do it, but I use a program, and it leaves a watermark on there, and then no one goes to the YouTube channel. I get, like, 20 views per video. I'm, like, so depressed. So depressed.
I got 3,000 views for my last video.
See, that's what I'm talking about. What am I doing wrong? What am I missing here? But here's my fear. Like, I paid $5 for somebody to go out and they put, like, I think 500 backlinks to madhouselive.com. But then I'm thinking, is Google going to see that as gaming the system? And will they could, because they could blacklist the site from Google altogether. That would be bad. I don't want that at all.
Are you running the Google Analytics through the Gmail?
Yeah, I mean, I see the hits I get in analytics. I mean, to be honest, not a lot of people come to the website.
How do you see that? Like, I can't see how many people visit my website.
Analytics.
You got a Gmail and then all that through analytics, and
it's free.
You can change
too
your.
You got to put a little code on your website too. Yeah, and then Google starts crawling, and it'll tell you like how many people are visiting your site. And stuff.
Yeah, sometimes your web host will. Give you the statistics.
Yeah.
They'll have an analytics engine.
Yeah, like if you have GoDaddy, you got to activate it, but they'll do it for free. GoDaddy.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think you can go to your GoDaddy. It's right there. You have to turn it on, and then it'll start clocking your analytics, your stats, or whatever. I think it's called stats, something like that. Yeah.
My web guy says that GoDaddy charges you for every goddamn thing, though.
Not for that.
Oh yeah, if you don't want to be listed in their directory, you have to pay $10.
Yeah, if you want it to forward email, it costs money. If you want it to, all that shit.
I found a way around that, but you know, my email, I host it through Gmail anyway, through Google Apps. So I don't have that problem. It's all free. It's all good. Anybody, if anybody out there wants a Madhouse, that's another thing I was thought. if you make a donation to Madhouse, if you want, if you made a donation to Madhouse, by all means, send me an email. You know, let me know that you donated to Madhouse, and I'll set you up with a MadhouseLive.com email address if you want to be.
Yo, seriously, you could do that?
Yeah.
DirtyAaron at Madhouse.com.
Yeah, you can be DirtyAaron at MadhouseLive.com. Dirty Sanchez, even.
I only have like.
Can I get
donate.
Stuart at MadhouseLive.com?
Who?
Jim?
Can I get Nunu? I want Nunu.
Nunu has his, he never uses it. I'll give it to you. I'll take it away from him. You got it. All right, Nunu.
I built man.
Milkman at the Milkman uses his. Kokanee's the only other, except for me. Kokanee uses, he regularly checks his MadhouseLive.com email address. It's the only one that I know. Only person that takes advantage of it. But it's totally available. Anybody, if any of you for some reason, I mean, you don't have to, but if you made a donation and you'd like a MadhouseLive.com email address, let me know. We'll gladly provide you with a account, password, Gmail hosted. Yeah, it's actually, I think you go to mail.madhouselive.com to log in to check it, even. I have it all set up with A records and everything. It's good to go.
Hey, Carlito, did you see the link I sent you in Yahoo about Phone Losers' new Fiverr ad?
Fiverr? No, there's a new... Oh, which one? Which one is it?
Yeah, Marty McFly.
I saw it on Facebook, and I saw your link. Yeah, I had already heard it, though. Yeah, it's pretty funny. With Marty McFly and at the end, and he's saying, and Doc Brown shows up at the end. Yeah, it's pretty good. Good stuff. Then I saw another one, like someone got a video, the Warner Brothers thing for PLA. Like it comes up. It looks just like, you know, when you watch a Warner Brothers movie at the beginning where it shows the studio and it pulls back out and it has the Warner Brothers logo. I know you guys know what I'm talking about. Someone got that on Fiverr for PLA. It looks pretty cool.
The one that nobody mentioned was the boobies one. I didn't hear anybody mention that one on air. That was good.
I did. I'm convinced that's no offense, but I think that's a man, dude. That's I think.
Oh, because of the man hands, right?
Man
I saw
hands.
That in the forum.
Yeah, the hands looks totally. I mean, nice boobs. I'm not hating.
That's the best of both worlds, as far as I'm concerned.
Because you get a good jerk off too, man.
Exactly.
Only a man can jerk you off like a man.
Oh.
Come on, Ted. You know what I'm talking about, Ted Webb. Come on. It's
come on,
true.
I don't know what you're talking about. Never been jerked off by a man.
You jerked yourself off? That's a man. You're a man, aren't you?
That's
huh?
different, though.
He's a Catholic, sir. He doesn't do that.
Yeah. No, you can do it on Sunday.
I'm a blind Catholic. I never masturbate.
Yeah.
Right before you go to church.
Right before you go to church. On the way, you stop. Yeah, there's a gay bar here in town that I walk past when I go to lunch. I have to walk by it. And not that I'm hating, but it's called Stallions, and it's pretty funny. Like Stallions. That's awesome. Just it's the name of the security bot in here. It's called Stallion. And it reminds me of the Turkish horse, because he says he's Stallion is his name. So it's a little joke. Me and Athena, we drive by it, too, on the way to work. And we're like, ah, Stallion. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. More prank calls. Yeah.
Where's the African American telemarketer?
That's right. Thank you for reminding me. Let me do that now. Let me get her.
You think you could ask Charlie to donate?
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
You know, if Charlie gave me $1, I would plug his restaurant.
Chinga tu mali way.
The Dewdrop Inn. I would totally do a live read for the Dewdrop Inn for him. He deserves it after all the shit we put him through.
The Dewdrop Inn. Surprisingly, customers with quality food.
If I ever go to Hawaii, I absolutely promise I'll go to the Dewdrop Inn.
Yeah.
And I'll tip heavily.
If you're in Honolulu, be sure to visit the Dewdrop Inn.
I gotta go to the Dewdrop Inn and Dekine Bail Bonds.
In fact, I know people in Honolulu, so I'll email them and see if I can get some photographs of the place.
Yeah, with Charlie even and stuff, yeah. Ooh, there's a kid coughing. Aww. Poor girl.
That's my boy.
Oh, I said girl. I'm sorry. Poor boy. All right. My bad. All right. Look, telemarketer, Black. So this girl's been calling you a lot or just once?
She just called me tonight, and I almost started buffing up laughing because I knew that I was going to call her back tonight.
Let's do it.
She wanted to sell me some more television. I don't watch TV.
Piss.
Well, I don't watch cable. I have Netflix.
Do you know it was a DirecTV or what was it?
No, it was Comcast. It was like some. They were in West Virginia. That's what she told me.
Comcast. That's what I got here. I'm stuck with.
The fuckers, dude. They raise your bill every 6 months, $10, and then don't tell you.
And Verizon's out here, but in my apartment complex, they won't do Fios yet. Sucks. My father-in-law got Fios. I'm like, you bastard.
Yeah, they want to charge me $4 less a month for half of the megabytes.
Exactly. Nah, it's bullshit. Comcast is bullshit. Man, if I had Verizon Fios, that's why I can't wait to move out to get to a house.
Thank you for calling Comcast. This call may be recorded and monitored for accuracy purposes. Please hold, and the next available agent will be with you shortly.
Holding.
Hold on. How do you say it? Ted Webb, rather. Hold on.
Hold on.
There you go.
I used to work for those douchebags in tech support.
Ugh.
Who are we calling?
Thank you for calling Comcast. My name is Suzanne Brewer. Can you provide me with the phone number associated with your Comcast account?
Can I speak to the black girl?
To Michael?
Black girl. Black girl called me before. She offered me new services.
All right, sir. I don't know who Michael is, but my name is Suzanne, and you can speak with me if you would like.
Oh, you're the black girl? I asked for black girl, not Michael.
For what, sir?
It was a black girl that called me, offering me new services.
Black girl?
Yeah.
Did you say a black girl?
Yeah, she was black.
Okay.
What do you mean, okay? What's that mean?
That's fine, sir, but
what's that about?
Kind of service do you currently have?
Huh?
What services do you currently have, sir?
I have HD TV.
Right.
I get channel 2, channel 6, channel 9. Do you have that?
Can you give me the phone number? Can you give me the phone number that you have on the account, sir?
Channel 2.
302.
No, channel 2.
I'm sorry, sir. What was that?
I get channel 2. I want to make sure you have channel 2.
Yes, we have channel 2. Can I please have the phone number that you have on your account?
Is Bob Morton? I'm in channel 2 with Bob Morton and the News Solvers.
Yes, sir, that is correct. The ABC, that would actually, I think, be Channel 7.
No, Channel 2.
Yes, sir. ABC?
No, it's Channel 2.
I'm confused. That's usually what Channel 2 is. So you already have service, sir, correct?
Yeah.
May I have the phone
no,
number?
No, wait a minute, woman. No, I don't have service. A sassy black lady called me tonight. And offer me new services, and I don't have Comcast service right now. You understand?
Yes, sir, I understand.
So then I want to talk about Channel 2. I want to make sure you have Channel 2. Can you confirm on your computer?
Yes, sir, I'm looking right now. So unfortunately, I do apologize, but you'll actually need to speak with our customer service department.
Wait a minute, are you selling service or... God damn it. What?
However, I am able to transfer you directly to them. Please hold on line and the representative will be...
No, I don't give you permission. I don't give you permission.
I'm sorry, sir. I don't understand.
I don't give you permission to transfer me.
She driving under a bridge?
I'm sorry?
Are you under a bridge? What's going on with your phone?
Would you like to speak to my supervisor, sir?
Yeah, because, and let me tell you something, if this is how your phone service sounds, if it sounds as bad, then I'm not interested.
Sir, unfortunately, it is an offer where they had called you, so you have to call back to them, and it's not finding your number in the system, so I would have to send you to customer service. But if you give me just a moment, I will get a supervisor for you, and I'm sorry that I cannot understand. Thank you.
Make it so. Where's the bad audio coming from? Is it from her call?
I'm muted.
I don't know. It sounds like somebody's on the road.
Is that Milkman? Milkman's not coming through.
Probably time to refresh the Skype again.
Hello?
Yeah, it's definitely coming from her.
No, I just hung up and it's not. It's someone else.
Let's refresh it.
All right, everybody. Yeah, we're
on our end. It's
number is still open, and that's
13102. Yeah, that's what's happening. It's that one.
All right, everyone, call back in.
Okay.
Yeah, I was on Skype. Holy shit. Just a moment, folks. All right, you're good, UK Ted. Ken's on here.
Yes, sir.
Oh, it sounds much better.
Dirty Aaron's back. Ted Webb is back. All right, good.
Hello.
I'll call back Milkman in a little bit.
You sent up a page.
Yeah, on our end, looking at the Skype, you can see, like, all the numbers you've called line up all on the left. It's crazy.
Yeah, maybe one of those was still online the whole time. They were listening. I don't know.
Doing a little creeper action, just listening in.
Yeah, and I'm giving out the website. They're probably like, oh, what's this website? All right.
Asiatics would kill to get to our website.
Shit.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for calling Comcast. This call may be recorded and monitored for accuracy purposes. Please hold, and the next available agent will be with you shortly.
Best thing, Carlito, is this time of night, all the new people are on.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah. It's true.
And there's 30 of them, so you could call back 100 times and get a different person.
Yeah, night shift call centers. That's true. All the low seniorities.
I used to work for them in a call center. We had like 400 people or so. And I never drew that night shift, but there was like usually around 50, 60 people working that night shift.
God, I would blow my fucking brains out if I had to work that job.
God.
Oh, dude, I had luck of the draw. I ended up getting my fucking Fridays and Saturdays off. Being a new guy, too, I fucking lucked out real bad.
You had some people hating on you then, man. You were lucky.
Well, the way they do that is when you do all your testing and training, if you're at the top of the class, you get first dibs on the shift
schedule. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just like, you know, the rest of the people are a bunch of dumbasses, so they end up with the night shift stuff.
There you go. That's how you do it, man. Yeah, I would shoot myself. If I had to go back to a call center job, can't imagine having to do that shit. I'm happy I've got my...
Is that really KDK in the chat?
Is it? Probably. Might be. KDK hangs out. What's up, KDK? That's you. KDK Pranks. KDKPrankCalls.com? I think he has pranks.
Thank you for calling Comcast. This call may be recorded and monitored for accuracy purposes.
The number two prank call website on Google.
The next agent will be with you shortly.
For number now. Two prank call on Google.com.
Yeah, I'm telling you. That's him. KDK number two prank call radio.com. Hello.
My name is Laquan Benson. Can you provide me with the phone number associated with your Comcast account?
What do you say there, buddy? I don't have an account yet. I'm just calling because I got a call from someone about offering me the Greek channels.
Do you have a Comcast account?
Do I have a No. Someone called and they assured me I could get all the Greek channels for $5 a month on all my TVs.
Okay, sir, unfortunately, I don't know what you're speaking of, and I'm sorry, you actually need to speak with our customer service department. However, I am able to transfer you directly to them.
What are you reading? Where are you reading from?
I'm sorry?
Listen, I don't need customer service because I'm not a customer. I'm trying to get new service, okay? I got a special offer.
So the offer that you're speaking of, I have no clue what that is.
Well, let me talk to your supervisor here, a non-colored supervisor. Is that possible?
I'm sorry?
Are you African-American?
No, sir, I am not.
Are you Hispanic?
No, sir, I am not.
What are you? What's your ethnicity?
I'm German.
Oh, sure. Are you?
Yes, sir, I am.
Give me three cities in Germany.
I do apologize, sir. I did not get paid to give cities in Germany.
Yeah, give me your supervisor. I'm going to make it. What's your name?
Laquan.
And you're German?
Yes, sir.
And your name is Laquan?
Yes, sir.
I put your supervisor on the line.
Okay, please hold.
Thank you. German, my ass. Laquan the German.
Laquan the German. Yeah.
My name is Marquise Jackson. I'm white as a motherfucker.
KDK, madhouse.radio on... I've got you on Skype, KDK. I can add you if you want. You should have me also. Join in. We're just shooting the shit.
Yeah, I was telling somebody, Carlito, one lady called in, sitting there saying she had internet problems, and we asked her, you know, what lights are on her modem. Wouldn't tell us because she had fucking tape over the lights because she swore those were cameras taking pictures of her.
Nice. Really? Yeah. Very nice. Yeah. Very funny. Yeah. Yeah, we're watching you through the lights on the modem.
You should have told me nobody wanted pictures of her fat ass.
You know what I used to like? That when I got asshole customers, I would always love it if they had the phone service through the modem because I would reboot their modem remotely.
Oh, yeah.
I used to love that shit.
Hold on the line while we reboot your modem.
Are you on your Comcast line?
Yeah.
Yep, sure am.
Oh,
reset.
Hang on. Reset. Oh, hello, sir. Oh, you're gone. I'm sorry.
I'm like sitting there. I'm like, hello, hello. customer disconnect, you know, for my supervisor.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, KDK, yeah, if your Skype isn't, you can join on Skype. I don't have a call-in number. You can give me your number. I can Skype you if you want, if you trust me with your number. If not, you're going to have to get Skype working there, buddy. I don't know. Would be nice to have KDK on the show. We haven't had him on in years.
Oh, my God, KDK? That's actually KDK in there?
Yes, IG Richie. Don't piss your pants.
I know. I know. It's your favorite prank caller.
I think it's more about him ejaculating in his pants.
Carlito, yeah, that's what Carlito, I was going to say. I think he just Carlito laid one in his undies.
Yeah. If it's not, Carlito. It's not. Now they say it's a fake KDK. I don't know. Let me look at this. DACP. No, that should be KDK. It looks. I'm looking up the username here, and it coming from the right node. On the internet, on the right internet provider, that should be him. So it is KDK, unless he's a super elite hacker guy.
Super elite hacksaw. OMG hacks.
He's an awesome proxy if it's not. Yeah, but if even not, everyone, and I've said this a few times now, everyone be, you know, it's good that we're all hanging out and that we're all friendly again together because we need to have a positive prank call community. And I'm happy that, you know, we're not doing any bullshit anymore with this.
Did he lose Laquan or whatever?
Laquan, yeah, he dropped out.
We need to call Uncle Tom back and so you can come on down.
Yeah, Uncle Tom's Tavern. What was it called? That's another one. I'm jumping all over the place. I'm not.
Oh, he got pissed as hell.
Oh my god!
It sounded like his teeth fell out in one of the shoot and the calls.
It sounded like they were drunk as fuck and partying in the background. Come on down.
Yeah, he sounded just like
that. That's when we had to educate UK Ted on what the hell the Price is Right was.
Well, man. UK Ted said they have a Price is Right in the UK, so I don't know. Not the same. Probably not as good, to be honest with you. Excuse me.
Carlito. Yeah. The other day I got like over 20 numbers from one Domino's.
Wow.
No way.
Did you bring
so fucking stupid. I cannot believe that.
UK Ted was there.
Yeah.
UK Ted.
UK Ted, you were there?
Ben should.
He was totally there.
You know, IG called me the other day. My Skype, I left it on my fucking iPhone, and he called me when I was at work. It was kind of awesome.
I wanted to mention, KDK, now that I have you here, I'm on, and anybody else for that matter, on PS3. PS3 Network, whatever it's called. Carlitos-X. Isn't that what it is?
Yes, Carlitos-X.
Yeah.
So you're always on Netflix.
Carlitos.
Oh, I take that back. I took the PlayStation away from Athena. I told her all she does is use Netflix on it, and she doesn't let me use it. So I took it. I wanted to mention the PS3. It's here. It's in front of me. I connected it to my one of my monitors here in the office. So actually, I hit a button and I can turn on the PS3. I can play Skyrim and Battlefield 3 here, right where I'm sitting at right now. It's fucking awesome. So I'm going to be playing Battlefield 3 and Skyrim.
You need to get Battlefield 3 for PC.
No,
PS3.
PS3.
Jeez. PC.
So that's what I got to buy is Battlefield 3?
Well, I mean, yeah, get Gamefly if you want. That's another thing. If you want. That's what I'm doing. But, yeah, I got Battlefield 3 and AMD. Here's what I want to say. If any of you PS3 players, we should get together and play some Battlefield 3 or something.
Yeah, here. Yeah. Yo, but I've never seen you play it.
Well, I've been playing Skyrim this week, but I got... Yeah. Let me see if I got Battlefield. Hang on. This is my Netflix.
I'm still fucking playing Black Ops.
Wow.
Wow, really?
It was cheap. It was like $15 at the used store.
Oh, okay. Let me see. Is this Battlefield 3? Yeah, see? Battlefield 3? I got it right here. So, I was going to send it back, and then people were like, no, no, don't send it back. Play. So, I'm thinking this weekend, if you got if any of you have Battlefield 3 and you've added me, we should all get together. Maybe Saturday, we should plan a day, have a party. Maybe Saturday night, play some Battlefield 3 on PlayStation Network.
Damn it. Yeah. I got to buy a PS3.
You don't have a PS3?
Is it a bromance? We're going to have a bromance on PS3?
You have a Wii.
Cool. It's just a thing. Just something we can do. But I'm gonna. I know AMD plays Battlefield 3 on PlayStation, so you know we're doing that.
Well, I play it like maybe a few hours a week. Like I really like BS3.
There you go. Well, there you go. Well, yeah. So seriously, I'm gonna be playing a lot of. I've been playing Skyrim all week. Finally, being able to play it because, like, dude, because we have the one nice TV in the living room. And Athena's either watching Netflix on a PS3 and stuff. And I said, Athena, look, I got a Sony Blu-ray player that gets Netflix. And she's like, oh, really? Like, yeah. I'm like, here, just use that. I took the PS3 out. I got a cable on Amazon so I could connect the PlayStation to my monitor. And it works. It works like a charm. So I was going to buy a new TV and put it here in this office. And I said, well, why? I forgot a fucking... And I get 1080p on this monitor and stuff. So I'm like, why would I even do that? And blah, blah, blah.
I burned out my PlayStation, my first one, from watching fucking Netflix all the time.
Really? Yeah.
Probably have 75 hours of game time and God, who knows, of Netflix.
Right, right. True, true, true. Yeah, KDK.
So let's call some people in the UK.
Yeah, I know.
Explain to me the appeal of Netflix. I don't understand. Oh.
So instead of having television, you just have shows on there and for $10 a month instead of having cable. And you can watch
why
all the
you
whole
just
season.
Stream anything. I mean, I can't think of anything that I can't just stream without paying for.
Well,
you
I mean,
know?
You can stream it, but it's a pain in the ass.
It's a pain in the ass, yeah. But with this, you know, and you get movies and TV shows and stuff, and you know, you could.
But
you
I'd
could,
rather have a slight TV. Inconvenience than have to pay $10 for something which I don't even get to keep. Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, obviously, you don't have
to fucking stream. I don't know. I mean, you get to... Who wants to, like, store all that data? You just log into Netflix and watch it,
yeah, and pretty good, decent quality. It's not the best quality. Oh, it's good quality. You're not going to get...
They have high quality now. They have HD quality.
Yeah, they do. You're right. But, dude,
which
I love
it. Twice as long to stream.
Because, look... No,
just streams right away. Like,
yeah.
It just,
yeah, that's pretty
you don't download the whole file.
Yeah.
You
it's
can get
good.
A torrent for a new movie or something like that, but if you want to watch some whatever, it's quick...
On the PS3.
Like all the Star Trek stuff is on Netflix.
I tried it out not too long ago, and I never had any hangups or anything like that while trying to stream it.
Yeah, it runs. And here's what I like about Netflix, dude. Netflix on my Android, I watch at work. I watch at home on my Android phone. On my computer, I can watch it. On all my computers here in the house. In the living room, I can watch it. On my Blu-ray player, it's got Netflix connected on it, so I can watch it on there. And now my PlayStation 3 and shit, it's why I don't watch any TV. I got my PS3, got my Netflix, got my Android phone and Netflix. I don't need anything else. What else do you need?
Yeah, they got a lot of good right older movies, too, off. That you can't find other places.
Yeah. Yeah. They got some... Yeah, someone sent me today, someone recommended a show of... What was it? Out of the Wild, something like that. It's like a Survivor, but it's more realistic, I guess. It's less of the voting drama bullshit. It's more people just, they get dropped in Alaska and they have to survive for 30 days. Someone recommended it. I added it to my Netflix queue. I'm probably going to watch it. Whoever it was, if you're listening, whoever it was that recommended it, thanks. I took your advice and I added it to my queue before the show started, so I'll probably check that out this weekend. But anyway, what I'm trying to say... this weekend and next week and whatever, any of you PlayStationers that have Battlefield 3 or want to get it, however you want to get it, let's all get together and play. Sounds like a plan. Me and AMD will start it out. There you go. What else? Is there anything else that we can play together?
Does,
I don't know.
Does PS3 connect to like a regular monitor, or do you have to get an adapter?
You can connect it to a monitor. I mean, I got a $5 cable that it's got a DVI output. So if you got a DVI input on your monitor, I got a DVI to...
Yeah, I do. Oh, yeah, that works.
To serial?
Yeah.
Well, Gregulate and I have got a Halo game on going on the Xbox 360 if anyone wants to join that.
Yeah, I'd have to buy an Xbox 360. And...
yeah, that sucks.
Well,
you have to pay
just...
like $7.
I think I played Halo when I was like 11.
Yeah.
Take all that money that people have been sending you and spend it on computer games.
No, that's Madhouse money only. No, then people are like, what'd you spend the money on? You know, no, that's for Madhouse only, because then I got to pay for Madhouse shit. I don't pay for blah. God, I'm talking a lot of bullshit. Let's call the UK.
UK Ted, tell him how I got 20 numbers from Domino's.
You picked up the phone and called and asked?
Yeah.
Fucking amazing.
Yeah. That's exactly how we did it.
Wow. Hey, man. Great idea. Okay, so we got Uncle Tom's Tavern. Who wanted to... does someone want to talk to Uncle Tom's Tavern? We can talk. Let's do it. Uncle Tom's Tavern. From last week. Drunk bartender. This is in Alaska.
Sell out, fucks.
Sell out Uncle Tom handkerchief heads.
Sounds like they got some house niggas up in there.
Yeah. I'm a field Negro.
I'm a hybrid Negro.
Hybrid.
Come on down.
I'm a little bit of house, a little bit of house Negro, a little bit of slave Negro. Come on down. Is it going to go through? Oh, it's Alaska. It takes a little while. Ah. Lines are frozen. Let's try again. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. We got 107 listeners total on Shoutcast, and I think we got about 30 people viewing on live stream. Much appreciated. I know I'm running around all over the place today, but...
Uncle Tom.
Yes, hi.
Yes, hi.
I was looking for the manager.
I could probably help you.
Well, is the manager there? That's who I'd rather talk to.
Well, the owner's not here, but I'm his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah? You're the owner's girlfriend?
Uh-huh.
All right. How did you get that job? Huh? Hello?
Yeah, I applied for it.
But you're the girlfriend. So were you the girlfriend first or the job that you have first? Which came first, the job or the girlfriend part?
Did you have to blow in to get the job?
Maybe the girlfriend part is the job part.
Oh, I see.
Where are you people?
We're opening up a new tavern in town across the way.
Yeah, we're going to open it right across the street from yours, and we're going to compete for your business.
So I'm just trying to...
Oh, cool. Cool. What's the name?
Well, it's...
UK Ted Tavern.
It's called Field... It's called Field...
It's called Slushes. It's,
that's a great name.
Yeah, we're going to... What we want to attract as a client base are slutty lushes. So we're calling it Slushes.
Oh, that shouldn't be a problem.
That should be you right there.
I'll be there.
Now you probably will. So,
awesome.
So what perks do you get being the owner's girlfriend?
Not many.
Do you kiss
He's
him?
Pretty cheap.
Does he kiss a lot?
Do you guys get to do it on top of the bar? Or?
You ever try that?
All the time.
Yeah, that's good. I talked to him last week and he seemed kind of weird. Like, he's older than you, right? How old are you? You're like in your 30s?
Pretty close.
And he's like, what, 50, 60?
Pretty close.
So he's got a lot of money, and why are you attracted to him for the job, right?
She likes his silvery crotch hair.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, don't feel bad. I mean, I know you. So you're sleeping with a guy for a job. That's what you had to come down to, right? That's what kind of girl you are?
That's the economy. It's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. Tell me the truth. We're not going to tell anybody.
Why? Who are you calling?
Well, I was calling for the owner, but he's not there. So you're the girlfriend. So you
know. No, he's not. Actually, he's sick today. And actually, I don't even really work here. I just filling in for him today. I mean, I work here sometimes, but he's sick. So he'll probably be here tomorrow if you want to call him back.
Did you give
Does
him,
he have the HIV or the SARS?
Did you give him? Did you give him an STD?
Does he have? Yeah, it's gonorrhea. It's no big deal.
It's from you?
Of course.
Okay, well, that's cool. That's all right. We won't tell anybody about that either. Yeah. I don't have anything else for her. What, you guys want to say anything to her? Go ahead.
Yeah, what's the most popular drink that you serve?
That would be a can of beer.
Not a slippery nipple or a fuzzy navel.
Sex on the beach.
See, I don't even know how to make them.
No, the cheapest drink at our club is going to be $356.
Maybe serve a little thumb in the ass, something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have a back room in the bar where unsavory acts are committed?
Is there sex in the champagne room?
Are there holes in the bathroom stalls?
Glory holes.
Yeah, that should be the name of our new bar. We should switch from the slushes.
And the unsavory acts are the customer's business.
Would it be okay if I drilled a hole through one of the bathroom stalls?
Oh, sure, it'd be fine.
I think instead of doing that to save some time, we'll just put some holes in the front of the bar, and she can go behind there to service everybody when she brings the drinks.
Sounds good.
Glory hole status.
The beers.
You know, we could drill them, like, right under the bar stools, like, right against the bar,
so
people don't even have to stand up.
Don't say drill them in front of her. She's going to get excited.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got to keep it professional.
Yeah. Mount. We'll mount some holes.
So, do you want me to take a message for Tom, the owner?
Yeah, yeah.
And have him call you back?
Yeah, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. We'll tell him Cross and the gang called in. And what else? What are we doing? I don't know. I don't know what to do with this one. Anybody?
Tell him to get his glory hole ready.
Get his shit together.
Stop boning women half his age.
Yeah, exactly. It's gross. And you, obviously you, what's with you? Get some class. Why are you sleeping with a man that's like double your age? You could be your father. Like, seriously, I talked to him. He sounds like he's permanently drunk and he has like two teeth in his mouth.
And so what was the message?
Well, no, we're trying to get through to you. Like, leave him and come with us. We're young. We're handsome.
Do you have daddy issues?
Well, I don't even know who you are, so how would I know that?
Do you have a bad relationship? Do you have a good relationship with your father, or is it bad? Is that what happened?
My father's none of your business.
Well, I think...
don't even know who we are. All you need to know is we got some hard dick, and that's all you need.
We'll give you a good dick and take care of that problem you got.
It's starting to not sound that way.
Does it sound like hard dick? We're the handsome bulls. Little Richie says we are going to come down and give you some dick.
All right.
Okay, sorry to cut you off, but I got to go because I got customers.
Here,
do you want me to give Tom a message or not?
Yes, make a message, just dick. D-I-C-K.
Okay.
Okay?
He'll know what we're talking
about.
Okay,
no problem.
He knows exactly.
The handsome bulls.
And the handsome bulls. Yeah. All right.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks.
Love you.
Have a good evening.
See you.
Cock and balls.
I think she had a few Xanax before we called in.
Good God.
I know. It's impossible.
Snorted them on the toilet.
And it almost sounded like she wanted to take Carlito up on that getting a knower type of thing, too.
Oh, boy.
He wanted a couple irons in the fire there.
Daddy
not
issues.
Just one man.
Want me to take a message? He'll be here tomorrow, but I'm blowing a few guys in the bar tonight.
All right, KDK says to check my aim. Did KDK send a number to me or something? Let me check. Here we go. I got to find the right one here. KDK pranks. KDK wants to do UK Waco calls. All right, cool. Hey, Ted, yeah, you and KDK can finally talk. Yay. And I have a UK number. Good. We can do it.
I noticed something listening to the podcast a couple times. I think it's either Nunu or Lonesome keeps sending in like the same guy like 3 or 4 weeks in a row.
Really? Is it any good? Yeah, I don't pay that much attention. I edit the shows and like I just listen for little pauses and take them out and that's it. Who knows what gets through?
Hello.
How you doing, dear?
Yes. Hello. How are you doing, love?
It's good to talk
hello.
To you, KDK.
How are you?
Ted Webb is here. He's all excited about talking to you.
How are you hello. Doing, you old rice eater?
Hello.
What?
How are you? How are you?
I clean?
Yeah.
Oh, is that Ted?
That's yep. Ted, yeah. Ted Webb, yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
Aw, it's like a reunion. This
good
is
to
awesome.
Hear you, old man.
Old man. Ooh. You're getting mad already? All right. You want to do a UK wake-up call? I got Frank Beresford in England.
Frank Beresford. Okay.
All right, let's do it.
And I'll be Max Velocity.
I love that name, Max Velocity. Max Velocity. Max Powers Frank.
Hello? Hello, how are you doing now? Is this the person who I was looking for? Frank!
Who's that?
That's you. I recognize your voice. Oh, dear, it's been so very, many years since I've spoken to you. It's me, it's Max Velocity.
Look, you must be crazy. That's 5 o'clock in the morning. Who are you?
I'm sorry to call so early, but trust I wouldn't call so early if it weren't so terribly important.
Well, what's important?
Listen, we're down here at work. Loretta was trying to fry up some chicken fingers.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Caught a light, and she set her face on fire.
Is he gone? He is gone. I'll call him back. Fear not.
That was awesome.
Max Velocity.
Hello.
Hello.
You're sandbagging me.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello, how are you doing now?
Don't keep ringing here.
No, I'm calling because Loretta set her hair on fire. We need you to come into work today. You need to come in early.
I'm calling him back. He hung up. Calling him back.
You're sandbagging me over and over. Hello?
What?
Why do you keep hanging up?
Because I don't want to speak to you. I don't know who you are. I don't want you to ring me at 5 o'clock in the morning.
I'm trying to tell you of an emergency.
What emergency?
Loretta has set her hair alight.
I don't know who the hell Loretta is, do I?
Burnt off.
Hey?
And here you are, giving me shite.
I don't know who you are, pal, so shut off. Or we have the police or something.
What?
That guy's awesome. He told you to shut off.
Welcome to voicemail.
Ah, come on.
Give me a setup. Don't sandbag me.
Well, no, it's the same guy, Frank Beresford. You want to wake him up? There you go. It's the same guy. That's what we're calling. I keep calling.
The guy's name is Frank what?
Frank Beresford. It's the fifth time we call him now.
Hello.
Hello, Frankie. How you doing, dear? I'm your biggest fan.
Who is it?
I'm looking for Frankie. I'm his
Frankie
biggest
who?
Fan. What?
Who are you?
I'm looking for Frankie, and I don't need to talk to you.
Who is it?
Get out of my face, you old hag, and put Frankie on the line. Stop giving me a hard time.
I want to know who is speaking.
I don't need to put up with your gripes.
Who on earth are you speaking to?
I'm calling for Frankie, and I'm apparently speaking to a woman too stupid to know that I'm trying to get Frankie on the line.
I want to know who is speaking.
Listen, I'm 87 years young, I have throat cancer, and I don't have a whole lot of time left, and you're wasting my time.
Well, you're wasting mine. If you tell me who I'm speaking to, we might do something.
Listen, if you keep giving me shit, I'm coming down there and I'm going to punch you in the fucking teeth.
I beg your pardon. Who's speaking?
My name is Joe Rosenthal. I'm trying to call Frankie and you're giving me a hard time.
the ladies in her.
That was so dope, yo.
Yeah, I'm not sandbagging you, buddy. It's the same person.
I don't know what just happened. You're sandbagging me over and over and over, not telling me who I'm calling, where I'm calling.
I told you it's the same person, Frank Beresford. Okay. Yeah.
Well, fine. It doesn't matter. You can sandbag me. I'll still make it work.
All right. Good.
It doesn't matter.
All right. What you been drinking tonight? You drinking Bud Ice? That's what I'm drinking. It's good stuff.
No. Wow. No, I have to work tomorrow. Today is it's a sober night tonight.
So you're hearing a sober KDK for once.
Oh, good. Well, do whatever you want. Whatever. You're the man.
I'll be damned.
I'll be damned.
You're sitting back at me again.
Same person.
Same person?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to go
down. Who should I do?
Welcome to voicemail. The person...
Fuck. All right, I'm going to give you three names. Tell me which one you want. All in England. T. Windsor, A. Gray, Brian Tucker.
The middle one.
A as in apple, gray as in the color.
A gray. Because I love calling the grays.
Essex, England. Essex.
Not like the aliens, but like the people with gray hair.
You want to be careful. Essex is a special place.
Uh-huh. That's Jim Stewart. I don't know if you know Jim Stewart, KDK. He's there on the line. Essex.
Yeah, I'm taking a break from my tennis practice.
Hello.
Is Mr. A. Gray there, please? This is Max Velocity. I'm calling for a Gray.
Max Velocity.
She hung up already?
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing, love? I'm calling for Mr. A. Gray. And this is Max Velocity calling.
Somewhere.
I'm sorry to call so early, but you know, I would never call so early if it weren't so terribly important.
Yeah, what's it regarding?
Well, that's between him and I. But I assure you, it's very, very important. Otherwise, I wouldn't call so early. I wouldn't even be awake so early.
Hello?
So just be a dear and put him on the line and stop being difficult with me, please.
I haven't got a clue what you're saying.
Hello, this is Mr. A. Gray.
Hello?
Hello?
I can't be.
Mr. Gray, is that you then?
He hung up. I'll try him again. All
you're
right.
Not giving me even a first name. You're giving me a letter.
A. Gray again.
Okay. Hello?
Hello, I believe we got disconnected.
Yeah, who the fucking hell are you?
There's no need to get vulgar, dear woman. My name is Max Velocity.
I'm
calling for Mr. Gray.
They're gone. All right. Oh, my God.
Who the fucking hell are you? That's a...
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Who the fuck? Wow, this is a good...
I understand that you want to test my ability and sandbag me, but you got to give me some info that I can use to make a decent prank call. Yeah, at least kind of give me, like, a first and last name.
All right, well, these are UK calls.
Let me take that Tucker one.
A. Gray. Who the fuck is going to make a call work to an A. Gray?
You want a Brian P. Tucker? I give you a middle initial with that one. Brian P. as in Paul Tucker?
Brian P. Tucker, okay.
Brian P. Tucker. And
they're a member of the Madhouse show that he might be related to.
Ooh, Tuck? Tucker Mike? Who cares? Cares
fuck
about
you, Mike Tucker.
Ooh, fuck you, Mike Tucker. If you're listening, fuck you, Mike Tucker.
Mike Tucker's awesome.
Tucker Mike?
Nah.
Shout out to Tucker Mike.
Where is Tucker Mike? He's not around tonight. I haven't seen him at all tonight. Is Tucker around? No.
I told him to come today, but he didn't.
A cow somewhere.
I don't know where Tuck is tonight. Nope. All right. Okay. Brian Tucker, KDK. Take it away.
Okay. I'll try.
You got enough information? Brian P. Oh, what the hell is that?
Brian P. Fucker.
That was a bunch of weird noise. God damn it. There you go.
Hello? Hello? Hello, I'm looking for Mr. Brian Tucker. Is he there, please?
Who?
Brian Tucker.
Yes?
Oh, dear, I didn't recognize your voice at first. How are you doing, Brian?
Piss off.
Rather rude, don't you think?
How dare they talk to KDK like that?
He just says fuck off and hung
friends.
Up.
Holy shit.
All right, let me intervene here. Talk.
Chill out with a friend call. Same guy?
Yeah. Brian.
Brian! We seem to have gotten disconnected. How are you doing, dear?
Please hold the line.
He's going for the long hang-up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things, when you call the UK where they hang up and it says hold the line and it starts ringing immediately, I never understand why that happens. That is the weirdest fucking shit. I don't get that.
Brian, can our UK translator explain that to us? Or
I don't know.
Give me a good number where I can do a good Jill call to. I'm going to do Jill, but give me a good number. And give me a proper name.
Well, I'm giving you names. Kid, this is the same system for Lonesome Loser you get on your shows. Anyway, you're on, what is it, Saturday nights, everyone? You're 11 or 10 p.m. now?
11.
11 p.m. On Saturday nights. KDK was here. Who
runs? Just Google friend calls. KDK will be number two or three on the list because I'm that damn great.
There you go. He's the longest running prank call, continuous prank call radio show in history.
Not only that, but the longest running podcast ever.
There you go.
Because I'm not dead yet.
And the number one.
Once I'm dead, it'll take them another two or three years to beat my record, but eventually it will be beaten.
I'm nipping at your heels. And then also the number one Alexa website.
Yeah, you are. Really, you came like 3 years after me. Three years after I'm dead, if you keep going, you'll be the longest running prank call podcast.
Then I'll be the queen of prank calls. Yay! All right.
Why do you say queen?
Just, you know.
Is that a gay dig?
No. God, here we go. Here comes the drama. Listen, I got a French food restaurant if you want to call. I got a wine bar also.
Drama.
You want a wine bar, French food, or you want another random UK person?
I want a random UK person because restaurants are too loud in the background.
All right. I got Paddy Windsor. This is in the Irish Republic, Dublin. All right. You got enough
Perfect.
To work. All right, Paddy Windsor.
It's not really a UK call, then, is it?
Oh, okay, it's an Irish call, but it's the same thing. Who cares?
Ireland is part of the United Kingdom.
So forgive me if that ridiculous voice doesn't work, but I'll try.
It's okay. Do your thing.
I don't think it comes in good over Skype.
Hello?
Hello.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my Lord, what's with that? Hello, how are you doing, dear?
Psych.
I was calling for Patty. Is she there, please?
Negative. Trying again. It just gave us a beep.
What happened?
It gave us a beep. I don't know. I'm trying it again. It's busy now. They picked up and went right to a beep. And then here's another one in England. Nicola Tanner. Nicola, like a Russian sounding name. Last name, Tanner.
Oh, Carlito, I just donated
$2.
Nicola Tanner. Yeah. KDK, tell me about you're on your Skyrim. What race character did you get? Did you get a Nord?
I'm an Argonian. I like Argonians because they're disease resistant and they can breathe underwater.
There you go. Cool.
Sounds so good. I always play as an Argonian. Plus, it's always funny when I get killed because I don't wear armor. It's always funny because I have the mod installed where you can have the naked mod. So it gives you like the slow motion replay of you falling down dead with your scaly penis hanging out.
Nice. Okay. Cool. And you're playing the PC version, right? How's it run? Is it all right?
Well, PC is the only way to play it. It's the only way you can use mods. So
yeah,
why would you play it any other way?
Oh, you got a point. All right. I'm sorry, guy. You get a new computer? Like, did you have to get a pretty decent rig in order to play that decently, or?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, you got a nice
this
computer.
This game is designed for really high-end machines, so you're going to have to turn. The first time you play, you're going to have to turn the graphics down unless you're, like, rich and have, like, a crazy
$4,000
machine.
Yeah, that's why I stuck the PS3, because I'm like,
you need
at least
a real good gaming. If you have a real killer gaming rig, the game is absolutely mind-bogglingly amazing. It looks so amazing, because you can stand on a mountaintop and look, like, 5 miles out and see all the peaks and cracks and crevices and towns and settlements. It's amazing if you have like a great graphics engine. But
yeah, and I'm
the glaciers and the crevasses.
The crevasses.
Right.
I'm
crevasse. He's a crevasse.
I'm stuck with the worst version, the PS3 version with all the bugs. It's still an awesome game, and that I'm amazed by the level.
Right. It doesn't matter about the graphics card because the gameplay is so amazing.
Yeah.
I love the game.
Well, there's a lot of bugs.
I'm already on my second playthrough.
Well, the PS3 version is the one with all the bugs and the backwards flying dragons and all that shit and the slowdown issues.
I think they all have that.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
I think the PC version probably has the most of that.
Really?
Yeah. I'm frustrated now because the game has a lot of problems with quest ending glitches, like where you can't end a quest because something didn't happen right. So
that would piss me off if I had spent a whole bunch of time in a fucking
quest.
It does.
It fucking pisses me the fuck off.
Well, fuck
it
Bethesda.
It doesn't crash on the PC.
Save.
It doesn't crash on the PC.
Save. Gotcha. All right, Nicola
also
Tanner.
It crashes on the PS3, but
you ready for?
I don't know. I never tried it on the PS3.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Oh, Carlito.
Yes.
I just joined $2.
You sent me what? Wait a minute, hang on. $3 from
$2.
$2.
I'll send you another couple of bucks when I get the money.
Thank you for the donation. Thank you, man. And don't worry about it. We got enough. I got enough.
Begging for donations?
No, I put the word out there every 3 months or so, just so I can pay for Skype. And now I got enough for like the whole year at this point. So no more donations.
So you can pay for your new wooden leg that you lost to your
diabetes.
Diabetes.
Very funny.
Diabetes.
Very funny. Since I almost went blind, I appreciate it. You see why we didn't get along for years and years? Nicola Tanner, KDK. What a jerk, this guy. I try to make peace. I try to break bread with KDK.
Oh.
I know.
Okay. You want me to take this? I got it.
Who am I calling? I hear it ringing.
Nicola Tanner.
Nicole who?
Nicola.
Nicola.
And he hung right
up. Hello. Is that Nicola Tesla?
Nicola Tesla.
Nicola.
They're gone. All right. They're gone.
You can't stand back me without giving me a name.
I told
at
you three times you were calling.
I don't need a location. I don't need a premise.
Son
just
of
at least give me a proper full name.
You and the rules. I told you three times, Nicola Tanner, and you go on a tangent and you forget. You're drinking. You're doing something. You're doing bath salts? What's going on?
Who says I'm an asshole?
I'm doing this one.
Now the phone's ringing again. Now who am I calling?
I'm doing one.
Same person?
Sit there, shut up.
Yes, I'm Basalt.
He's snorting Basalt. Hello.
Hello, how are you doing, love?
Joseph. Joseph Reynolds.
Hello. How are you doing here? Yeah.
Hello.
How are you doing, dear lady? Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
I'm incredibly high upon bath salts right now. So I'm not even sure who I'm speaking with. What is your name, dear?
Why are you phoning at this time of night?
Because I'm incredibly high upon bath salts. Oh dear!
And the proper response from hers is to hang up, I suppose. Let me try to call.
Let me put it there and say that KDK is absolutely not high on bath salts.
Good.
Are you calling the same chick back?
Yes, I'll do it this time. Hang on. Let me see if she'll answer me. Probably won't.
You talk.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Look, I'm sorry. My friend was calling in. Did you get a call from my friend?
Who are you?
Like, my friend Kyle was calling in. My name is Cross. We were talking about bath salts. I don't know if you remember that part. Hello.
Who are you?
My name is Cross. Cross. I'm calling from the National Water Association.
Do you know what time it is?
Well, yeah, but there's a problem with the toilets. I wanted to remind you not to flush your toilets for the next 24 hours. You understand? Joseph?
No, I don't understand. It's 5 o'clock in the morning.
I know. This is Joseph Reynolds. I have the right number?
Yes.
Good. Listen, your toilet. How many toilets you have there in the house? I have you down with 2 toilets inside the house, correct?
We have 2 toilets, yes.
Okay, so then I got the right person. Listen, for urinating, you have to urinate in the sink for the next 24 hours. Now, if you have any women that are staying there, they have to urinate into a cup or a pail or a barrel, and dump that outside.
I'm going to take care of it.
Or a Sig bottle.
Esther had a home group. It's not her night to do dishes.
See?
Thursday night.
You understand? All right, hang on. Dirty Aaron's talking about dishes. I don't know what he's talking about.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that shit.
The fucking guy you just called. Who are you? Like he's a fucking Arnold or something. Who are you?
And don't your language say you need to shit in a spackle bucket.
Yo, can I get a shot at that?
Sure, go ahead. Okay, go ahead, Richie. Tell
me not to piss in the.
Take a shit outside in a hole. Hello?
Ma'am, hello? Ma'am, we have reports that you're using a legal toilet. You're going to have to switch to a sink or you're going to be prosecuted. Court of lawyer law. Ma'am, do you want to get prosecuted? I don't think at your age you should be going to jail. I mean, people do nasty stuff there.
I think they're gone. Dirty Aaron, did you do the dishes? What's going on?
You know, I did the dishes. God damn it.
All right. Well, you know, when you're trying to do the dishes, do the dishes.
Carlito, call that guy back and just start, when he answers, just start yelling, who are you? Just start fucking with him.
Welcome to BT Answer 1571.
1571.
It's always the same number.
Welcome to BT Answer 1571.
Nope. Will you call him?
I was trying to call the same one back. That no answer there now. They took the phone off the hook. I got Lindsay Ellicott. Ted Webb, do you want to do this one?
Yes, please.
You've been quiet all night. Lindsay Ellicott in Cornwall.
Is this it's a UK call.
Yeah, right. UK. Yeah.
Goddamn UK.
Busy. That ain't gonna work. All right.
Wow, busy at this time.
Wow. Let me see what else I got here. I think that's an Italy number. What the hell? What are we gonna do with that? We got a
do an Italy number.
I think it says White House Pizzeria in Martini della Libertà. That's got to be Italy, right?
No, that Libertà. That's Spain, isn't it?
Martini della
Libertà is Spanish.
You gotta call and ask for an Obama nigger pizza.
There you go. We don't talk
White
like
House
that.
White House
pizza. This isn't. That's. It is.
Or a nigga pizza. Something with a lot of ham and bacon.
It is Italy. Ted
it's
Webb.
It's got prime bread on it.
Niggas love stuff.
It comes up as Italy in Skype, so this is right up your alley.
So it's White House pizza?
White House pizzeria restaurante.
There's some fried chicken
that
on that pizza.
So not Italian.
I know. It's the worst pizza.
I want some chitlins on my pizza.
What's some cigarette ashes on my pizza?
I wonder if I could do like a Bubba Johnson speaking Italian. I don't know.
Pronto.
Bring
them on this shit. Ugh. All right, then I got the White House Hotel in Sabotino, Italy instead.
Sabotino?
What the hell that is?
Maybe I can call them and get them to do my dishes.
There you go.
Yeah, right.
I would love to hear Bubble Boy again.
Okay.
How's the weather in Torrington, Connecticut?
Hello. Buongiorno. Como stai, signor?
Bene. Tu?
Mio nome è Jack the Bubble Boy.
Come cognome?
Jack. My name is Jack.
Eh.
Yeah, is your hotel very clean? Esporco? Is it dirty?
Pronto? Hello? Pronto?
Si.
Pronto?
Mi chiamo Jack.
Jack?
Si.
Quindi?
Voglio sapere se tuo hotel è sporco. I want to know if the hotel is dirty.
No. Pulito.
È pulito. It's clean.
Si.
Yeah, because I get sick if it's dirty. Mi fa male se sporco.
No, pulito.
Is your wife there? I want to talk to the person who cleans.
Yeah.
See.
Okay.
Can I speak to your wife?
No.
Can I speak to your sister?
No.
Can I speak to your brother?
No.
Why?
Yes.
No, why? Yes is not. Perqué? Hey!
That's my fault. I laughed. I'm sorry. He's like, no, no, no. Yes.
I don't know what he was more upset about, asking to speak to his wife or his sister. I think he defended his sister a little bit more.
I think he might be the same person.
I'm going to tell you something.
Hey, there you go.
Wait, was that guy Arab or... I didn't hear. Was that my Skype crashed. Was that guy Arab or...
Italian. It's supposed to be Italian. I don't know.
Oh, you
know.
My bad.
Yeah, he was Italian. He was speaking Italian.
I was. No. He can be whatever he wants, guys, all right? It's a beautiful world where he can be wherever he wants. Let's follow up with the angry Asiatic black guy. Let's see if he picks up.
I want to talk to Charlie.
Oh, boy.
Connect them both at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on? Assalamu alaikum, my brother.
What's up with you?
What's up, brother man?
What's up with you?
What's up with you, Nagasaki?
Hey. Ooh, I've been waiting on your call.
Yeah? Why? What's going on?
Hold on, what's name? I'm gonna get him on the line.
You're gonna, hey, you're gonna put him on the line? Alright, good. We'll be right here.
It's your favorite person.
Right, he's getting his friend on the line. Awesome, this is
great. Hey, ¿dónde está tu amigo?
Cállate la
boca. I'm an ex-Mugu guy, Ben.
These are angry black Muslims that we stumbled into once, and they're very angry. You'll see.
Sorry, man. Out of the loop.
Hello?
Yeah, let me get him. Hold on.
Hey, what's his name?
Asiatic. Isn't that...
Can
I call you on your phone?
No.
I don't know. Do you want me to call you back again, or what's going on?
Tell the other faggot shut up. Tell us no. Hold on.
You fucking homophobes.
Holla.
Holla, let me holla, can I holla, can I holla?
Holla!
There you go.
Hold on. I gotta get up.
I'm about to pull him up in a second, hold on.
Alright, you do that. Hold on.
See, he's gonna jerk him off in a second, what the fuck you say?
You gonna jerk him off?
Hey, what has four legs and says, hoody-do.
A black man at the liquor store?
No, two black guys running for the elevator.
I heard that before. Mm-hmm. Richie's back. Welcome back, Richie. We got KDK, Richie, Dirty Aaron, Ken, Ted Webb, UK what? Ted.
And the Asiatics.
And flies.
And the Asiatics.
And Dark Stranger says, yes, now racist hour begins.
Woo.
Not even Asiatics, just call them as them boys.
Hello?
Hey, boy.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
My brother.
Hello.
Salami lickum.
Negro?
Yes. Like
salami.
Yes.
What's going on?
What's going on, brother?
Okay, it's your brother.
That's good.
Hey, man, we're going through the
You know, these white devils, we need to stop paying into their systems, putting our money in the banks. We need to stop supporting these white devils.
White communities, as we need to be.
Hold on, why are you laughing? You see your world coming to an end, don't you?
I do actually.
Don't you see it coming to an end?
I am white devil.
I am the white devil.
The white devil's on the line, guys.
I'm here for your soul.
We have the white devil tonight. That's why we're calling you, because we found the white devil. We put him on the phone here to talk to you guys. You guys had some problem with the white devil.
We need
you
to.
How are you doing, Dan? I'm the rich old lady. I'm the one keeping everyone down. I'm the one getting all the tax breaks and paying 13% while you pay 35%.
Well, you ain't had number 6 days to rule, and it's over with.
I got 6 dicks. Oh, my Lord, I wish I did.
You know, you see your end coming. You see your end coming.
All right.
The whole world is crumbling. Ain't no cliche. It's clear as day. Your end is coming.
Okay, that's cool. So what else? What's been going on with you boys lately?
The end is coming.
wonder what's been going on with you, monkey, since you came in now as another man. What's been going on with you, monkey?
I'm not a monkey. I'm a man, all right? I'm speaking to
You're not a man. You're a monkey.
Listen.
You, how you going to call us a boy and you and we the father of you? You're a monkey.
Do you guys, how many bananas do you eat every day?
Huh?
How many bananas do you eat?
I can't hear you. There's a lot of distortion going on.
A lot of people talking, I know. How many bananas do you eat?
He's barely eating them. Yeah, we don't eat bananas.
Nope.
That was you. I mean, did you eat when you were coming out of the cave?
All right.
Here we go with the fucking cave again.
Listen, with the cave. That's not
really,
true, first of
really,
all.
Really, what I want to know is how many times you've been back to meatspin.com after we sent them there.
Well, how many? have you been back to our website lately?
No, that didn't
I want you. When you came out of Europe, when you came out of
John Holmes when dildo you, went to town on each other.
This is the
when you came out of Patmos, when Moses tried to civilize you, when Moses was trying to civilize you.
Fuck.
What? My mother's trying to what?
Came out of Pac-Man.
Let's deal with reality now. If you don't have actual facts, let's not just get on the phone and say anything.
All right, let's be serious.
Let's say something. Let's get down.
Sir, I have one question. Do I have to be black to go to heaven?
Yeah, do you have to be?
Get down to business.
No, but it is a requirement to be black.
Can I convert to being black, please? Can I convert to black?
It sounds like a gas.
I can't hear you.
Can I convert to being black, please?
That's where you come from. Where you think you come from? You either Chinese, Japanese, one or two. Where you think you come from?
Oh my gosh! I just realized I'm African on the inside.
No, you're not African on the inside. That's why you gotta be born again. But we don't waste time with that because you can't be born again because you can't go back to the original man.
So you're saying we're doomed.
You're doomed.
Listen,
evolve.
That's racist, man.
I just want you guys. I want you guys to know.
No, racism is an action.
Uh-huh.
We're just letting you know. Racism is an action.
The toilet is an action. Racism is a state of being.
You know, when I take a shit.
No, racism is not no state of being. Racism is an action. The same way you go kill people, that's racism. Racism is not no damn state of being. Racism is a verb. It's an action.
Okay, then you're being racist.
Yeah, you're very racist.
No, I'm not being racist because my hands have not wrapped no blood. I've shedded no blood of no other human being, but your history is written in blood.
Thank you.
No, it's not. It's written in ink. It's in the library.
It's in the library.
I mean, go to the library and read your history. It's in blood.
I'll go to the library, not the library.
Yeah, but your history is written in chicken grease.
okay. And yours is written in cannabis.
And yours is written in Kool-Aid.
Yours written in raw meat.
Yours so written in greens, Kool-Aid. Motherfucker. Greens.
That's why y'all eat raw meat.
And
I don't know.
You really want you really.
Neither here nor there. I don't know if your mom's pussy is raw meat or not, but it's some good meat.
You said what that?
Oh, he's going to kick your ass.
I didn't get the last one. What did you say that?
You better tell him
what. Say what?
You heard what he said.
What did you just say?
Your mama's what he said.
Exactly.
I'm a fucking mama.
You said my mama.
Out to Vegas.
Listen.
Come out to Vegas. I kept her drunk.
You were taking John Holmes dildos and fucking each other.
You're the fucking skunk.
I don't know what you guys are doing on a daily basis, but it's fucking upsetting.
Yeah.
You're the fucking skunk son of Earth.
The skunks of the earth.
Skunks, huh?
Tell him I'm going to fuck his mama when she come out here to Vegas. I'm going to catch her on that strip. Because you know what they want. They always want that black meat since the beginning of time.
The dark meat.
The dark meat's the best meat,
right,
though.
I'm going to tell that.
But the white meat is cleaner.
You're unlike a track, man.
Listen,
that's meat.
Here's something.
And beat the most and all that good shit. I mean, it's nice and tender.
Yeah, hang on, Ken. Let me ask him something. Ken, what do you guys know about the Illuminati, the Bilderbergs, and the Jews that are controlling the banking system.
I know about that. No,
I know about that. That's your brother. What the fuck do you mean? What do you need to know about it? That's your brother. I mean, a snake is a snake, whether he's poisonous or not. That's your brother.
And this is what I want to ask you. Do you think all the shit that your people done did, do you think that y'all going to get away with that?
Well, no, it's our destiny. God gave us the right to do this, to take control of the world. It's our world because we're white.
Yeah, you're right. God did give you that. He gave six days to rule.
No, six days.
6,000 years. And it's up.
And it's up.
The seventh day is going to be ruled by the Chinese.
No, ain't no 7 days going to be ruled by the Chinese. It's 7 days.
Even paying attention, the Chinese are going to be like the world power in 10 years, dude.
No, so they're not going to be the world power in 10 years.
No, we talking about
you. You won't be around here in 10 years.
Yeah, you're going to
take us out of the cave. We're talking about you. Do you think that your people are going to get away with that?
Yeah, no, we are. Not. Of course, we control the system. Of course, we're going to get away with that.
For now, you don't think it ain't. So you don't think it's.
Yeah, the system failed. The system's gone. You can't even say your world is dying.
I'll tell you this.
How are you going to rule some shit?
Listen, I went to a black neighborhood, right? Once I went to the grocery store in a black neighborhood. The door didn't open right. It smelled bad inside. They didn't have any meat. Uh-huh. That was all the meat. They had like 3 pieces of meat for sale. That was all.
Okay. All right.
You know, I couldn't get a decent pack of cigarettes.
Uh huh.
They were all bad cigarette Cools and Newports. That's all they had to sell
Newports,
there.
Newports, yeah, those motherfuckers.
Wait a minute.
What year are you talking about? Because when you came over and to Asia. You didn't know nothing.
This is just last week, just like when
Alexander the Great came over there, they let him know.
Whatever.
Come back in 150 years when you can ask me a question, I care to answer.
Let me ask you this: What have you guys done for the world lately? Nothing.
What have I done for the world lately? Yeah, we're doing a whole lot for the world lately.
Nothing. Your
leaders have been killing their own people.
Look, what have y'all done but y'all ain't shit but warmongers.
All you guys do is a big minstrel show.
You haven't created anything. Everything that you did, you did off of the black man.
You guys are just a big
everything, your technology that you're using right now is off the black man.
Let me ask you, you ain't done nothing.
What have y'all done?
It's been a big white devil.
Where is the legion of slave black programmers that wrote Skype? I want to meet them.
Yeah.
What? Name something that y'all have done, that y'all created.
A big minstrel. All you people have done lately is a big minstrel show. That's all it's been for me.
Name something that y'all created y'all own that y'all didn't steal from the slaves.
How did we steal Skype from the slaves?
The technology. That's been done.
Wait, he's talking about the technology where they used to take fucking cans and connect them with fucking string and talk back
that
and forth.
That wasn't the slaves.
That's been
man, y'all are uncivilized. Y'all are uncivilized race.
You're uncivilized. You're the monkeys fucking slinging poop at each other.
No, we can prove who the monkey. We can prove who the monkey was. Look, let's see who had the first civilized.
All right, so if I take a
people.
Picture of a monkey, let's see who was civilized.
Was black people civilized? Was black people civilized before whites?
No.
What did you go get your knowledge from? Don't tell me it was from Greek. You went over into Africa and you burnt down shit. You stole those libraries. Which was the knowledge and all that. You didn't even know how to build a world.
Huh? What?
Y'all didn't know how to build a world.
Y'all didn't have no carpets.
Y'all didn't know how to build a world, but we sure as fuck knew how to build some boats and take your asses over there and then ship you over to America and fucking put you into slavery.
Okay,
huh?
well, you know what they say. The scripture must be fulfilled.
A black man built that boat. Taught y'all how to navigate.
What the fuck?
You're a motherfucking liar.
Is that the scripture? What the fuck?
Man, a black man taught y'all how to navigate a boat and read the compass. Do your history.
What?
Did he have some 20s on that fucking boat?
Sir,
taught y'all how to navigate
sir,
and read a compass.
Sir,
y'all didn't
sir,
know shit.
Sir, all you did were create AIDS and welfare.
Y'all so did please. Not know shit.
A black
no, man, you still don't know shit, man. You,
it's the first of the month.
It's just like this, man. Y'all are a 6-month-year-old baby trying to say you got more wisdom than a 6-year-old.
Listen, we don't know what we're doing.
We've had you guys on our Blue Waffle show for the last, 2-3 months now, and you have yet to prove anything to us.
Man, you ain't got us.
You
haven't proved anything. You haven't proved anything.
Only thing is King Solomon was
lying, saying it's
like
an online talk show. You lying. You
it is.
You haven't came straight yet.
This is the Blue Waffle Show, and you're actually on our front page and everything. We have links.
Check this out. Me and him been the realest. We'll meet y'all anywhere and show our faces. Y'all
right,
won't.
Well, why don't you?
No,
why don't you?
On the front of
you hide a case. Ooh. You hide a case and all of that.
The only thing I want to ask you is this:
Can you do this? Can you prove to me in scripture that you are that y'all are God people?
Oh snap!
I think saying,
you prove to me in scripture
the devil and the devil's
where
work.
Where are those goddamn caves?
Can you prove to me in scripture that y'all are God's chosen people?
Can you prove the same for yourself?
No, but I got a 5-spot.
I ain't got to prove it because we're straight descendants. We are straight descendants. We are straight descendants from the God.
What?
What? No, he's right. They are fucking descendants from the God known as the devil.
Yeah.
Fucking black creatures.
No, you are. Do you even know where God came from?
That's not a good argument. Don't just.
No,
start
I.
Going,
I wait,
hold on, hold on, dude.
Where
hold
did
on,
God come
hold
from?
Hold on. Now let's get down to business. Do you even know where God came from? Do you even know where God came from?
Yes.
Did he come from Compton?
Yes.
Where did he come from?
Midichlorians. Midichlorians.
Planet X.
I'm listening to you. Where did he come from?
Like Connecticut or something.
God is a force that binds us together and brings us all together. It's the midichlorians that exist in all of our blood. That is God.
It don't go like that. God said From one drop of blood, we want to know what that one drop of blood was.
We're God's children.
One drop of the white man's blood is equal to a billion drops of the black man's blood.
Your days are numbered.
That's what you want to think so bad, but you know better than that.
Everyone's days are numbered. Everybody has to die sometime.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, you think you're immortal or something?
Let's keep it civilized, which I know you can't keep it civilized. Show me, if you say y'all were the first, prove it to me in scripture.
We weren't first. It was like
the Jews.
Neanderthals.
The Jews are the sons of God.
The Jews ain't no damn son of God.
Yes, they are. They're the superior.
Well, give me a scripture. Give me a scripture to show me what it says. The Jews are the son of God.
Well,
the Jews are your brothers.
Like 3 Muslim countries. It kicked their ass. With
In the Bible, it says the Jews are the synagogue of Satan.
What?
So what are you saying? Jews is black.
Jews is black since he want to say that. Jews is black.
They don't look black to me. They don't look black to me. All the Jews that I know don't look black, except for
The original Jews is black.
No, that's because that's that Johnny come late me.
Yeah, you damn right.
So where are the black Jews at? Where'd they go?
Y'all ran them out of their country. Like y'all do anything.
Uh-huh.
Name any race that really like y'all, that get along with y'all, that don't want to kill y'all.
Armenians.
Man, they don't like y'all. Don't know about other countries like Armenians.
I tell you this much. If you step your ass out of the United States, if you go tour somewhere else, your ass is dead. You better stay over in Europe. And England and motherfucking Russia,
in Australia.
Yeah, but
as far as you go,
you can't go anywhere without getting pulled over and harassed. Because
yeah, because we're born in your world.
So
You're born in sin and shaped in iniquity.
So
you're born in the white man world.
So wait a minute, you're telling me? Listen,
it ain't nothing but a few more days, and you'll see.
Listen. Watch. Explain this to me. So you're telling me you, as an American Negro, if you were to go to Africa...
I'm not an American. I'm not an American Negro because I can never be an American Negro.
Yeah, but if you go to Africa, they hate you. What you guys, you Asiatics from that live in the United States, if you step foot in Zaire or anything like that, you're
they
hated.
They accept us. Some of them don't like us, but they accept us.
No, because they know.
No, they accept us when we come with our real names, not with that motherfucking John B. Coates, John Bird, or Hawkman, and all that. We named before creation, not after creation. You're Johnny Come Lately. That's why your ass
is. Now, check this out. They can't go over to Russia.
Shit.
They can't go to Russia. Don't nobody like them.
Look, we're all in the same boat together.
And you say you're a Christian, right? You're a Christian, right?
Yes.
Jesus ain't know nothing about no Christian.
No, he was a Jew. And he was white.
No, he was not white.
Have you seen a picture of Jesus? Have you seen a picture of Jesus?
He said he had hair like lamb's wool.
Yeah.
Your hair is stringy like a dog.
Well, you've said yourself that what's in the Bible isn't true. So then you must be wrong. He must be white, not black.
No.
Yes.
How would they know not unless they have a teacher? Not unless one we sit. We hip to your shit today. Uh-huh. You know your day is over with. Your day of reign is over with. Look at your world. Look at your world, man. Look at your world. It's coming down.
Do you have
laugh at that.
Do you get any help from the government? Like, do you work, or how do you get by?
No, I ain't got no help from the government.
So where do you work? At a book?
And y'all are the laziest fuckers on the earth.
No. We saved the world from the Nazis, the Germans.
The Nazis and Germans, though.
Yeah.
Y'all are the laziest motherfuckers on the earth. Y'all a nigga. A nigga is a person who... don't know nothing. You a nigga. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Listen, anytime America talk about they going to help somebody, it's always a motive behind it. They either want something over there, or it's something behind it.
They want some resources.
That's it.
But you guys don't have any.
You need to do some resources. Because let's talk if we're going to talk. Let's get into the scripture. And let me
horse.
Give you prove your case.
Horse.
Pour your case
horse,
through scripture.
Horse, 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 horse.
Who?
Horse.
Horse?
Horse.
In Revelation, it says
horse.
It was a pale horse, and the rider was death.
But yeah, horse,
and
you see?
Black horse, and a black horse rose, and he had the balance of justice with him. And you know, the horse is the most... smartest animal.
Let me ask
so
you this.
We're not talking about horses. We're talking about human beings. Y'all have fucked up that Bible, and it took a teacher to teach us to let us know what that means. That symbolic shit that y'all came with is all done.
Well, let me ask you this. What if, since you know so much about Revelations, and please don't interrupt me. Please don't be rude and interrupt me, okay?
And don't you be rude when I'm talking.
All right, well, listen. What does Revelation say about Jesus when he comes back? What did he look? What is he? What did
when
he see?
When Jesus comes back, he's gonna look. He's black.
Uh-uh.
He look like that.
No,
ancient.
No,
he
no,
look
no.
Like the ancient, he's the ancient of days.
It says he came as a white horse. And what was his name?
No,
yes,
it
does.
Never been that. What scripture is that? You're a fucking liar.
Jesus ain't never been
classified as no white horse.
Yes, it does.
The white horse was death.
Thank you.
And wherever he went, death followed.
And Jesus, the Lamb
that
of
Jesus. That's your history.
Listen,
the
Lamb of God, Lion of Judah, Jesus Christ came before him, and he was a white horse, and his name was death, and hell followed with him.
That's your people.
No,
didn't I just tell you that? Didn't I just tell you your history is written in blood?
You can't pick and choose what's in the Bible to make what you're like. You know better than the evilest of the white people, the evilest of the Muslim people.
By the time it got in the white people hand, they tampered with it. It was tampered with. Then y'all tampered with it.
Oh, so you want to pick and choose?
King James was a faggot. King James was a faggot. You still have the Greek mentality where y'all live with men and women and all that. That all started with y'all. Y'all
Listen.
Have killed every prophet that ever came on the earth.
You asked me to prove Revelation 6:1-2. I watched as the Lamb opened the first of the seven seals. I heard one of the four living creatures say in a voice like thunder, "Come and see." I looked, and there before me was a white horse. Its rider held a bow, and he was given a crown.
No,
yes.
Finish it. It said the rider was death. And keep on going there, and then there rose a black horse. Keep reading it.
And the black horse ran away.
Shit.
And it says the black horse ran away. He was scared of the white horse. Because the...
Yeah, right.
Yes, that's what it says.
The white horse... The black horse came...
Horse.
Right behind
horse.
His ass with
horse.
Justice.
Horse.
It came...
The black
I
horse...
I tell you what. We're summing this up right now. What? Adam and Eve... The first Adam and Eve that you read in that Bible, that's the right way.
It wasn't Adam. It
he
was
gave you,
uh-uh.
He gave you domination to rule the sea, the air, and everything that creeps up on the earth for 6 days.
Mm-hmm. I had to.
Then,
go ahead.
And then. From the Son of Man, he's coming from the east onto the west. He's coming to destroy.
Okay.
He's coming for the destroy. Mm-hmm. The United States ain't know about it, Chris. Jesus didn't know nothing about it. That shit got started after Jesus passed at Antioch Church.
Horse.
No, why no horse?
Horse.
Jesus ain't know nothing about that.
The truth in the Bible, it says horse. A white horse was the good horse, and the black horse was the evil horse, and he ran away, and he jumped off a cliff.
No, I ain't say that. It ain't say that. You're lying.
The horse jumped off of a cliff.
What do it say that black horse was evil in the Bible?
Yes, it does.
You can't prove that.
Yes, it does. And it said there was going to be a chosen one. The chosen one came to bring balance to the force. That's the black horse.
That's the black horse.
The black horse came to
bring... I just told you the white horse, wherever he went, death followed. Now, what are you saying?
The white horse came to bring balance to the force.
No, it didn't.
Yes,
no,
it didn't.
Yes, you're lying.
Did. Oh, well, it's true.
Give me the scripture where you say the white horse came and bring balance. I'm going to break out the Bible myself, because I know you're lying.
What's the scripture?
Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith.
Man, he ain't talking
about you. Yeah, right.
Horse.
Yeah, you bullshitting.
Look, you got the Bible there in front of you? Look it up. Revelations 9:2.
It don't say nothing about no white horse being no balance or no justice.
Yes, it says he was going to bring balance to the force.
It says he opened the pit of the abyss.
There you go. See?
What that got to do with...
It don't say that.
Think of it. The black man is the abyss, and the white horse came, and he opened it up.
And he don't know what he's talking about, man.
The white man, he's bullshitting. Now, I can tell you this much. Let's get this right. When Cain and Abel, they supposed to have been the first two people on the earth, right?
No.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening. God damn it, you shit. You shit.
What did you say? What did you say, dick mouth? Look, Cain and Abel supposed to have been the first. That was the first dysfunctional family. That was the first murder recorded in history. That's you.
Thank you. Y'all been dysfunctional through history. Y'all,
right.
This lady asked me, this white lady, say, why don't the black guys lead the women? They got that from y'all. Y'all used to leave... Y'all mothers and fathers used to leave y'all in a minute.
Listen, I'm up against a hard break. We're going to have to take a break on the show. I don't know
ain't
if
no
you
break, gonna break your motherfucking face.
I'm going to break your mouth, boy. What are you talking about? Break
you
my
ain't
going to
break nothing.
You talk to me like that. I'll
blow the doors off your ass.
I'll show you some respect there, young man. Well, you talk to me like
that. I'll show you some respect,
boy. I'll show you some respect with my a baseball bat. I'll hit you in the head with a baseball bat, and I'll pull
up. I wish you would show up with that baseball bat.
I'll stick it up your ass, and I'll pull your pants down in front of your friend there.
Man, you'll break the sound barrier getting the fuck on with that bat.
Yeah, well, listen, there's a lot of proof that the two of you take showers together to save water. Explain that.
I hear you. Take your little break and come on back, fuck boy.
Go visit us, everyone who's listening, the Blue Waffle Show, bluewaffle.net.
And you ain't got no Blue Waffle Show.
Bluewaffle.net. That's our show.
That's faggot shit, I bet you.
No, it's not. Don't you say that word either. I'm
we
not.
Can say that word. We can say whatever we want.
Don't you say that word. Don't you say
go
that
back to
word.
Stardom.
Don't you say
no,
that
No, let him go take his break and come on back because I need something for you to stand on because every shit you've been saying is shaky ground.
Will you
You're
put,
not standing
will you,
on nothing.
I challenge you and your friend to go to the show website, bluewaffle.net, and prove this all this information because we're never going to get anywhere this way.
Blue what? Well, we're not going to no faggot site.
Bluewaffle.net. He's going to go to the website. You show me.
I can tell you this much right now. Why are not your scholars? Why are not your scholars challenging the shit that you're saying? The oldest people that's been fought on earth have been black.
Oh, God.
You came from black.
Look, I got to take a shit.
Well, you go ahead and do that. And I know your ass loose because you're a fuck boy.
There you go. What else you got to say?
It's going to fall right out, man. Some nasty shit. Some girl on here with a pussy. Nah, I don't for you get back to the phone before we really can get down to it.
Did you go to the website, stupid? Did you go to the website?
Your mama.
Your mama, too.
I'm going to fuck your mama. Fuck your mama when she's in Vegas. You know she coming to Vegas.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh. You know she coming to Vegas.
Blue Waffle.
I can tell you this much. You know your world coming to an end. I ain't even got to even keep telling you that because you can look around and see it.
Okay, I'm waiting for that.
America is not nothing that she used to be. Your forefathers said they tremble for God's vengeance can't sleep forever.
All right, bye. Bye, faggot.
Yeah.
Bye, faggots.
Oh, you getting there? Oh, I thought you wanted to talk.
Faggot.
Go kill yourself. I thought you wanted to talk.
No, not anymore, because you guys are completely wrong. You guys make no sense. I mean, bye.
Okay, let me ask you this, man. You listening?
Yeah, man.
You say Jesus gave his life for everybody, right?
I did not know.
Huh?
No, I don't believe that.
I know you don't believe that because look how many black men have been nailed to the stake.
No, it's and
God did worse than Jesus burnt.
Listen,
and all of that.
Do you know the tragedy of Darth Plagueis the Wise? Have you heard about that?
I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
Darth Plagueis the Wise. Do you know of the tragedy of Darth Plagueis the Wise?
Dark what?
Darth Plagueis the Wise.
Tell it.
Huh?
Spell it. P-L-A what?
P-L-A-G-E-I-S. Darth.
Hey, this the crazy shit right here. The one they get a white cake, it's a white angel cake. But when it's black, it's a devil's cake.
Exactly.
All the shit that you don't twist around, that ain't going to get it today, man. You don't know nothing. We gave you one book to build your world on. And you're not no god of this world.
All blacks are gay.
You have to take what the black man gave you. We made the motherfucking United States flag.
All blacks are gay.
No, all whites are gay.
Okay, bye.
We see.
Shut the fuck up. All right. Everyone's gone except for Ted Webb. Ted Webb, thanks for being on, man. I can't anymore. I'm leaving. See you later, buddy. Ted Webb, run once. Ted Webb, going twice. No more Ted Webb. All right, then we're done with that. Let me call Milkman back one last time. I never called him back from the last time we lost him. Oh, boy. Derp, 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 derp. I can't believe he probably is still talking Chelsea.
Please enjoy the following music while your party is being reached.
David Koresh will be deemed the new savior. Good point, Bookaboo. It is fucking late. Hey, Milkman.
What's up, man?
Hey, I'm sorry, man. I'm ending the show, but just want to call back, say it was good having you back on, my brother.
All right, bro. All right, man. I'm glad you're doing good, man.
You okay?
Yeah.
All right, well.
Tired, man.
All right, well, get some rest, man. I'll try to... I told you to give me a call when I talked to you Friday, and you never called me back last week. You're busy.
Oh, no, that was not a good time. I was busy, man. I was getting everything rolling, man. I worked 15 hours today.
All right. Well, what time can I call you? Can I call you in the morning, like 5 o'clock your time? Are you going to be up still, you think, or not?
No, I got a call at 7:45, so just before that. Yeah.
At 7:45 in the morning you have to work?
I got a call, yeah, at 7:45.
Can I call you like at 9 o'clock your time?
Yeah, give me a call back right around about that time because I'm gonna come back and lay down for a while because I got to work late tomorrow.
All right, well, everyone in the chat room is saying they love you and they'll take care. Take it easy, right?
All right, man, cool, bro.
All right,
man, love everybody, man. Peace.
Take it easy, buddy. See you later, man.
All right. Talk to you.
See you, man. Bye. All right, everybody, the show's over. We've run late. I have to work tomorrow, and I did want to get a little bit of Skyrim time in there, but probably won't now. Milkman did sound sad. Wanted to thank everyone real quick who donated tonight and sent in numbers. Lonesome Loser, thank you. Everyone who was on the show. KDK, was great having you back on, man. I know I was sandbagging you, as you said. I didn't mean to. I was trying not to. But that's KDKPranks.com. That's his website. Blue Planet Prank. BluePlanetPranks.com. That's that one right there, yeah. And CactiRadio.com, where we've been on tonight also. Yes, so thank you to everyone who helped out tonight. Much appreciated. Numbers, donations, everyone in the chat room. For what it's worth, this show will be on the podcast probably sometime this weekend, so look out for that. Dark Stranger, I'm not showing my titties. You show your titties. You show your titties first. Show us your kooka. He actually went to Blue Waffle. I like that. BlueWaffle.net. It's like, man, they got some girl pussy over here. Alright, good night, everybody. Y'all have a good weekend. Talk to you later. Bravo.